to the Tiltcast. This is episode 89, Zombie Bacon.
So, in this episode, we're going to be talking about a lot of, obviously, Minecraft. We'll be talking about some Skyrim, some Arma 2 DayZ, Diablo 3, and, well, we got a full-on review of Lollipop Chainsaw. So stay tuned in. Hey, and we're back. It's yet another episode of the Tiltcast. When we might be down one Trent, we are up one Holly.
Yeah.
So, hey, there's Holly.
Here I am. Hello.
And across from me, Victor's still here, surprisingly.
Woohoo!
So tonight, I'm going to switch some things up. We're going to be doing it a little bit differently tonight. I thought, why don't we talk about some games first, then we'll talk about some of this other stuff later. So, if you guys like the bullshit section's been pushed a little further back. And then, of course, we have games we'll be talking about first, and we're going to bring up some Lollipop Chainsaw with Holly. And I got some bunch of Skyrim and Minecraft shit. And we'll be talking about the Thunder game later. So, anyways, Holly, you've been playing a lot of Minecraft lately mostly, or?
Yeah.
How far have you gotten so far? What have you done?
I have a huge glass castle in the middle of the map, and then I've got the little mine that goes all the way to the very end, of the map, and then it turns to the right, and then goes to the very end of that side of the map, and then it started to turn the other way.
How many hours have you put into this?
Quite a few. I don't know. I haven't actually looked. I don't know if I want to.
Your castle is that big?
No, not my castle. I've got the little mine. Well, no, not the mine for the mine cart.
Your track.
Yes, my track. Thank you. It just goes. It starts from my castle and then it goes like underground, where I have just fire on both sides of it from the red rock? From hell or from
Nether?
Redstone, yeah.
No, it's not redstone. It's brimstone, or I don't know what it's called. It's the burning rocks.
Yeah.
You can light it on
fire.
So you
know what I'm talking about. But it's like, whenever it goes underground, on both sides, it's just covered with fire.
Does that help keep monsters off?
Yeah, it does. And then whenever you come out from underground, I have it just, it goes straight up into the air almost. And then it's, I don't know, like a good 50 blocks above ground.
Nice.
And it's just going around.
You get some time, you ought to bring your console over and we can record it.
Yeah, we should, because my castle is awesome. And it's got trees all on the top of it, so it looks like...
Got a soup kitchen in the background, by the way.
Everywhere. I'm going to be really quiet when I cook.
Interesting, it's quiet cooking.
But no, it's got a few trees around it on the bottom, and then a couple in the middle. And then you see the glass. You can just see through my castle. And then at the very top, I've got my garden, and then I've got, like, just tons of trees. I've got a little, quote-unquote, hot tub area.
Nice. Like a little relaxation area.
Yeah, but I've got, five different holes in it on the sides, so it just streams down as well.
So, one thing I had a problem with, and I found this out later, you can't put water in the 360 version or lava within a certain amount of feet from your castle or from your spawn area. And once you get further out, you can start doing that. That's why on the Tiltcast server one, we were trying to fill up that area. It wasn't working. It was too close to our spawn zone.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it's only when you make...
That makes sense.
And so, probably to keep people from griefing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I found that out on my own. I had to go, 200 blocks out. And then if I did 200 blocks out, I could start putting... I was trying to make a farm. And that was the only way that I could do it, was just moving everything way out.
Yeah. So, with our Tiltcast one, maybe I should delete that one and we can start another one over?
I don't know. Me and you can jump on one of the days of the weekend and we'll move the fort.
That'll be really difficult to do. I'll have to tear down every one of the bedrooms that I made.
Make a new one.
They all hop in and help with the bedrooms.
It's gonna be a bitch.
They all need broken in. Every last one of them.
You should get it. You can jump on Xbox and then jump in with this Vic and start building shit.
Heck yes. I'm all for that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we had a little fort going on for a while. It was pretty neat.
Yeah. So, it was awesome, but none of us have been on it since then.
So it's probably exactly where it was.
Yeah. I haven't done anything to it.
People can't get on there and screw it up.
So, the one thing I was going to ask...
The only time people can get on is if I am on, since it's under my name.
Oh, awesome. So it's like hosted from your...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hosted from her console. One thing I was going to say is the only biggest difference from the PC version is I noticed the map is limited.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you get to it, there is definite edges. And so, like, on mine, I started off an island and I didn't realize it was on an island. And what happened is... Saturday, I finally had some time to just fuck off, and I was like, man, I just want to do something. I was like, I'm going to jump into some Skyrim. I was like, maybe not so much. And I jumped into Minecraft, and I jumped onto Minecraft from about 10 a.m. until about 2 a.m. And I built, in one day, I built like a tower that was my fort, and I built a farm, and then I built like a sidewalk going out to the farm, but the tower I made is pretty huge, and then I made this whole, like, underground area, too, because that's where I started. I just started off with my hole to survive, and then that hole turned into, like, a subterranean, like, fort, and then that fort turned into a mine, and then I was like, well, I got all this extra material. I should just make a tower on top, so I just made a tower on top of that mine, and now I got a pretty substantial fort going on, but I don't have, you know, the tracks or anything else, so I got, got some repeaters, or whatever they're called, dispensers.
Yeah.
And I got the dispenser set up on switches so that I can shoot zombies when they get too close to my door. So I got a big trap set up where when they get in or they get too close, I can trip a bunch of switches on and off and kill them with the arrows.
Yeah.
Which helps out because I kept getting, like, fucking creepered all the time. Like, I have this area that goes down into, like, it's not really a valley, but it's the door for it is below ground level. Because I started off that way, started digging down, and I was like, well, I'll just put my door here, and then it just ended up that way.
Yeah.
And eventually I replaced everything with rock and stone and stone, like, not even, I didn't use any cobblestone. I heated it all up, turned it into brick, like, stacked the bricks together to where it looked really nice, you know, and I got a pretty substantial fort going on. I was pretty impressed with myself, and one day I was like 2 a.m., I was like, holy shit, it's late. I need to go off this, and I'm on this new schedule now where I start getting tired at about midnight, so I was like, fuck, I'm gonna be ruined tomorrow, but fortunately I wasn't, and, yeah, Minecraft is still addicting as shit, even on shitty graphics. Like,
yeah,
like 360, it still doesn't look bad. It looks like they've done something to the graphics to smooth them out some, so it doesn't look bad. But like compared to the PC version, is there's no comparison. But it's still really fun. I'm still having a blast.
It is. It's awesome. I want to put castles up in each corner of the map, as well as my main one in the middle. But I want each one of them to have like a different theme. But I don't have any snow in that map, in that specific map, which is kind of upsetting.
I have every single iteration of the terrain in my little map.
Really?
Like, well, I started off on one that's a desert on one part of my island. My island's not that big. It's desert on the north end, and on the south end, it's snowing. And so I can literally... My castle sits about 30 bricks from the snow, closer to the desert side.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And, like, when I first got on it, I didn't know it was an island, and I had all these trees, and so I cleared out all the trees needing the wood, and I found out, oh, I'm on an island, and it's not that big. So, like, I had this forest going on that was the barrier between the desert and the snow area, and then I got rid of it all, and now it's just, like, you can see a line. Like, it's, this is where snow goes, and this is where the desert is. Like, a little dirt track in between. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. You need to see mine.
I do. I haven't logged on when you were on. I guess... Well, our schedules are fairly different, but...
Yeah.
Anyways.
Me too. Maybe after this we can jump on, and I'll just show you, because that's what we said a few days ago, and it never happened.
That's true. Well, more so than that, Vic, you've been playing any games, or...?
Not a whole lot. Really busy work, and went to the river, and got pretty crazy this last weekend, so...
How was that?
Oh, crazy, but we'll get into that in a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up in the second half. So, moving along a little bit, I played a little bit more Skyrim. I'm kind of anticipating the new Dawnguard DLC. And I was like, I nearly need to create a character and go through that. And then Skyrim came out at a weird time for me. I remember the people who have been listening to the show for a little longer know that my account got hacked for a long time. And Skyrim actually came out when I had my temporary account set up. So, anybody that friended the old Tiltcast friend, that was just me on that as a temp account. But I got a bunch of achievements doing it on the Tiltcast one, and I was, about mid-December, I got my account back, and I was like, I'm going to jump into Skyrim, and I was like, oh, I don't have any time for it. So I have an account with hardly any achievements on it. And now I'm playing through it, and I'm doing the companions, which are the guys that are basically the Fighters Guild, and I'm getting achievements for that. And I kept thinking to myself, man, I've already done this. Why am I getting achievements for becoming a werewolf? Like, and then I thought about it. I was like, oh, shit, that's why, because I didn't play this afterwards. So this time around, going through as a two-handed warrior, fucking destroying everything, and, man, it is fucking awesome. I mean, it's... I haven't really played it this way before, and I've gotten destroyed a few times already because I wasn't using a shield for anything. I'm just swinging around my big tree. But, I don't know. I really want to... With Dawnguard coming out here fairly soon, and I might just throw that out right now anyway while we're talking about it. It comes out sometime at the end of the summer or during the summer. Somebody said June on Xbox Live. That's not confirmed. Nobody's confirmed the release date. But what we have confirmed is that it comes out on 360 first before everything else. Kind of sucks. I know the PC version looks vastly superior, but
as always,
yeah. But it really does look good. I was looking at some of the mods today. Somebody did a Conan mod, like Conan the Barbarian, and those characters look like fucking Conan. Like, it's insane how well they did the job on it. But yeah, Dawnguard coming out soon. I mean, they've got the whole vampire class and everything else, and I don't know how I feel about vampires. I never really became one in the game to begin with. I don't give a shit about vampires to begin with, but I don't know. I've been killing them lately. Like, I found some quest about some dead chick. I don't know. Have you done that? You know what I'm talking about? You go up into that town on the northwest side. Yeah, and there's, like, some guy decides he's going to kill his family. Burn down his house because he wanted to be with somebody else. And we find out that person's a vampire, and then I had to go hunt that vampire down. Which is actually pretty fun.
Comes out of the graveyard and gets pretty crazy. And then you go out to his cave and actually get some cool items. I remember I still use some of the stuff I got out of the cave.
Yeah, I got a special...
mask. You get a mask?
No, but I found a mask. So I didn't realize this about the mask quest, but on there you have that whole area where you find that wood mask, and the wood mask takes you into like another dimension. Which, that kind of threw me through a whole loop. I was like, what's this do? And it said, you read the note about him putting the mask on and disappearing. I was like, hope it doesn't end the game. Here we go. And it takes me to an area where if I collect the mask, I can put it in the shrine. I don't know what happens afterwards, but I'm pretty excited about that. Like, I've gotten the bug. Again, like, most of Sunday I played Skyrim, and last night I played Skyrim, and the night before that I played Skyrim, and getting my days mixed up now, but... I've already put in about 12 or 13 hours in the last few days just fucking around on Skyrim, and that game's still good. I mean, like, you think about that, like, this group of people go through games like nobody's business. I mean, we play 50 games a year, probably. I mean, that's the honest truth. Last year was fucking insane.
Yeah, it was.
I, like, doubled my Xbox and PC collection last year, it felt like. I spent an ass load of money. I'd say I probably dropped 8 or 9 grand on games last year.
Speaking of which, you probably should put some stock in Microsoft or something. I think you probably support part of their company.
Why is that? Oh, yeah.
Like, why is that?
Oh, yeah.
They really have you sucked in.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
The brain eggs have been laid.
Yeah, the earwigs are coming out. Yeah. But, I don't know. The bug is bitten again, and it's a pretty damn decent game. How far have you gotten, Vic? I mean, obviously, I know you beat it, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm.
You beat the quest
through,
proper.
Yeah, but I'm playing through again. I'm about my second guy. I went more melee on my second one. My mage was. I ended up doing melee with my mage anyways. I know Johnny Five's got his.
His no magic mage.
Exactly, but I didn't build mine for that. I built it old school way, like I would have an Oblivion or Morrowind. You know, mage is a mage. Pick up a sword and you have like 3% chance to hit something, you know, it'll kill a rat will kill you before you hit it with a sword.
I mean, thought about dual wielding, like taking a staff in one hand and then taking a sword in the other.
Think so?
It might be kind of neat. I've never tried it, or like I always wanted to try like the ethereal warrior, be the guy that has the magic armor and the magic sword, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, as stupid as that sounds, it seems like it'd be a cool idea, you know.
Yeah, I still use my girl Breton, of course. I mean, Breton since Morrowind every game for sure for resistances.
Exactly, and I don't know, like, a lot of people, I know Trent really likes the Red Guard, and I can see some advantages of that, but I went Breton as well, and the reason I was like, I'm going to be wearing armor, but magic, I don't know, it ignores some of the armor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Breton's get a 50% magic resist.
And so. 2x mana, which is good for anything. Even if you don't add to it, you get healing spells.
Yeah, so So, and I still use the healing spells on my two-handed warrior, and I mean, he might still be Bretting him, but at least he can fucking take some magic damage. Like, I did this quest where I went down to... It was one of the Daedric quests where you find a stone, and you gotta take that stone, and then she takes you up above the whole map, so you can see the whole map, and she's like, you need to go kill this guy's defiled in my temple.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went and did that, and that last guy in there just fucking destroyed me over and over and over again last night, because he does frost damage, and frost damage just eats you alive as a warrior, because not only does it do damage, but it slows you down and sucks your stamina. So you can't do any attacks if you get hit by it.
Yeah. Just go up north and kill some Ice Wraiths and get Ice Wraith Bane. Done. I put it on you. Well, the Banes might be poison. Which one is it? They give you one of the...
Is that the teeth?
No. You can make... With the teeth, you can make a potion of frost resist. It's pretty badass. But you can get 3 or 5 minute potions all day long that are resist tons of frost. Like,
yeah, I need to make some more frost resist stuff. But...
And at any given time, I probably have 100 pounds of potions easily. And just...
Well, you're buffs. OCD.
Yeah. But I'm never, you know, I'm never trapped. I'm like, really? I'm going to cast some freaking scrolls on your ass. If I don't have any mana, I'm dropping scrolls. You're getting scrolled. You're now in my circle, and I'm going to kill you. I have life regen. You're losing life. My summons don't die. You're screwed.
Nice. Yeah, I keep wanting to continue down the path of the two-handed warrior. It's really neat. I like the kill animations, and you get the extra crit if you're doing two-handed swords, you know?
Yeah.
And it's different. I mean, my first character is straight-up mage, straight-up lightning bolt and everything, just doing that. It was more of a frost mage, though, just because I like the frost, the big icicles you shoot.
Oh, yeah, just stick through people and stay in them. It's like, that's not melting. That shit's not melting. He's pinned to the floor. He's staying like that.
Like, you pin him up against the wall or something like that. It's just hilarious.
You saw Johnny's video in, when he's in the temple and he makes them, sets them on top of each other like they're banging. They're all like, he's like, I saw this. I'm just trying to get my meditation on. And all of a sudden, I hear these two fighting back here. And then these two are getting it on. And he's got all these dead bodies and he stripped them all naked. And they got ice spikes through them. So when he moves one, the other one drags with it. Because they're literally pinned together and he's like got the corpse. Just hides it in the woods. He's got some good videos.
Yeah, well, I'll throw up a link to Johnny on here. But, yeah, Skyrim's still good. I really want to get the PC version at some point. I just, money, finances, a little sucked, a little dry right now. But moving on a little bit, I wanted to bring up a game that's had a lot of controversy surrounding it, and that's Lollipop Chainsaw. And I didn't get a chance to pick it up because I knew it was broke. And luckily, you got a chance to pick it up, Holly.
Yes, I did. I actually picked it up a few hours ago.
So. Yeah? What kind of game is that? Is it like just a hack and slash?
It is a hack and slash. I'm not too sure what to think of it just yet, because I've never, with hack and slash, I've never really gotten into it.
Yeah.
Just because that's all it is, and I tend to get fairly bored with it, so you're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, you've got different moves that you can do. You've got your chainsaw, which is weird. She's running around with nothing, and then out of nowhere, she pulls out a chainsaw and starts killing zombies. Like, you don't know how it happened or anything like that. Like, she's at home, and she's supposed to go meet her boyfriend, and she realizes that she's late. So she goes to the school, or she goes to some parking lot where she's supposed to meet him, and then that's when the zombies come out. And she's just like, stupid fucking zombies ruining my birthday.
Yeah,
and she pulls a chainsaw out of her vagina. Not really, but I mean, just like out of nowhere.
Yeah, what's the... So have you ever played any of the other Suda 51 games?
Shadows of the Damned.
Does it remind you of that?
It's not as dark. I mean, the humor is still the same, but I mean, Shadows of the Damned was visually a very dark game. This one's actually really, really bright.
Yeah, I figured it was really colorful with all the fucking rainbows and shit. Like when you cut zombies or like... stars and rainbows and shit going all over the place, or...
Well, if you go into, I think they call it your climax mode.
I'm getting this game.
If you go into your climax mode, like after you kill so many zombies, you've got your little bar. If it fills up, you, I think it's right trigger. You pull the right trigger and you climax. And you just go crazy and you can, you know, obviously... With almost every other game, if it happens, then you're just a lot faster and a lot stronger, and it normally only takes like one or two hits to kill a zombie that would normally take 5 or 6.
Basically, your star power.
But I mean, and it's like if you creatively like take off 3 or more zombies' heads at the same time, it does this slow motion like rainbows in the background, and it, like, pops up with something. I can't remember what it says, but it's, like, this crazy, like, I don't know. But that's really cool. It's interesting. And then they've got these little quick time events that you can do to try and get her boyfriend a body. Like, there are these blue headless bodies that are walking around that are glowing, and if you go up to it, you press A, then it's just quick time, like, hey, you know, press A, press Y, press B, press, you know, X, whatever.
Build a boy.
Pretty much. And I haven't gotten it yet, because it always catches me off guard.
So, okay. Now, I understand there's some dialogue that goes on between you and your headless boyfriend, or your head, the boyfriend head.
There's really not that much.
Really?
I mean, like, you know, he'll say something like he's getting dizzy or he got blood on his face or something like that. You know, just simple little things. I haven't noticed anything else.
So there's not, like, a narrative going on, kind of like Shadows of the Damned between you and your Johnson?
Not to that extent. It is, but it's irrelevant. I mean, I guess, you know, in Shadows of the Damned it was relevant too, but...
They missed a big opportunity on that one, because you can imagine the shit. He would be like a parrot on her shoulder the whole time.
Yeah, well, he's kind of on her ass the entire time. She's got him hooked up to her, like, to her little belt, or just her skirt, her cheerleading skirt, or whatever, and he's just, like, kind of hanging at her ass the whole time.
I'd take that.
So, as far as dialogue, I mean, obviously you don't know really what's going on, and from what I understand, it was structured as... Here's basically a zombie beat-em-up, hack and slash with upgrades and things like that. The story is kind of inconsequential, so we're just going to fucking make it up as we go and make it as crazy as possible. Is that kind of what you're getting from it, or...?
Well, I've gotten to the second level, which is actually the school, and I didn't get all the way through that, because I only played for like an hour, 15 hour, 30 minutes.
Well, I think next week we'll have something to recap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I will, because I know I'm already like 12% through.
Have you done any of the boss battles yet?
I think.
I'm pretty sure
the bosses are the teachers.
No, from
whatever
what I,
you're in the school.
From what I hear, you can tell when it's a boss battle.
Really?
So it's supposed to be pretty over the top.
Maybe they're just like mini bosses then that I've been doing because.
Like you just found some harder zombies to kill, or.
It's not that they're necessarily harder. It's just like the teachers have more like they've got special abilities. Like they're. I don't know, they have, like, these weird powers that they can use against you.
Hmm.
And they smash you with desks and stuff like that. And it pisses me off because you don't move fast enough.
So overall, I mean, are you having fun, or...?
I am. I want it to change, though. Just because I don't feel like I'm actually going to get all the way through the game, just because I'm going to end up getting bored with it.
Alright, so we'll find out more about that next week.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm going to bring up, actually, and this is why I was kind of pointing you towards a certain direction.
Yeah.
There's a lot of controversy going on about this game right now, and I'm just going to kind of bring this up. So I went to, obviously I work while I'm at work, but I also have a second monitor, which also has things going on at the same time. Because there's a lot of time, it's not really downtime, just where I'm doing stuff that's kind of, like when you're trending or data trending or whatever, I mean, there's a lot of waiting. When I upload something, it takes like 5 to 10 minutes sometimes. And so while I'm doing that, I'm sitting here surfing forums and seeing what people are saying. And I went to 3 or 4 different forums where there were like almost 100 comments apiece about this game, people going back and forth.
Oh, wow.
And the common theme about it is with like Shadows of the Damned or, have either of you played No More Heroes?
No.
No More Heroes was a game where you had a your dude goes on eBay and he finds this thing that's basically like a lightsaber, but it's not. It kind of looks like a fluorescent light attached to a handle. And what it does is you have to shake your Wiimote to charge it. You basically have to jack off your Wiimote to charge it. And once you do that, then you're able to use the sword.
Yeah.
And they always had this kind of humor style going along. But the thing is they've always had flawed characters in their games. Those flawed characters, even though they were flawed and they were really over the top with their innuendo and things like that, they're ultimately entertaining. But with this, I hear that the main character really isn't... what's her name? Jessica, or...?
I think it's Jessica.
Yeah, the main character's not her. It's the main part of the game is the bosses and the zombies, which is why I was asking you about bosses. So, that's one of the controversies is that, and the other thing is a lot of people think it's oversexed. Like, completely oversexed to a point where it's insulting. And I was going to ask you about that since you're a girl gamer. what you thought about that.
It's interesting. I don't find it offensive or anything like that.
What, as a girl gamer, what would you think would mean be offensive or derogatory enough towards women that would just piss you off?
I don't really get that pissed off.
Really?
Just so not? I don't know. I wouldn't actually... I mean, anything that would piss me off about a video game is all of these... Okay, like the DS games. The Imagine games where they're like, you know, cook or cheerlead or...
Something
you know,
like
all
that.
Of this like feminine stuff, and
like throw you into a stereotypical female role and make you do that.
Yeah, like that's
like it wouldn't.
That's
it wouldn't
the
offend-
only thing that irritates me. It doesn't offend me. It's just like you're just, I don't know.
So, but it wouldn't offend you for the female character to be constantly called a bitch or a cunt or something like that.
No.
And it wouldn't offend you to have a female character that was scantily clad to sell to a mostly male audience.
No, because I know how it works.
Plus, you probably drive past at least one Hooters a day.
Yeah.
And it is thriving like no other, so.
So, I kind of, here's
well,
what I'm...
sex sells. Everyone knows that. It's not anything new. It's been that way for a long time, so why does it matter if it's a video game?
Well, okay, so there's that argument. And again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm just kind of...
I know.
I'm
I
getting
know.
Some call and response here from you guys since you guys are on the show. There's a theme among gamers these days, and I notice it on a lot of sites, where I think us as gamers, as we grow up, end up thinking that my games need to be more mature, not more mature as in more blood, but more mature as in socially aware. And I think that there's this hypersensitivity bullshit that's kind of going on right now, where people are hypersensitive to things that are slightly sexist or whatever, and I don't necessarily see this as sexist. I see this in the same light you see as... what was that zombie movie that Robert Rodriguez did as part of the Grindhouse thing?
Oh, my God. Not Planet Terror.
Planet Terror is it. So,
oh, yeah, I was thinking Death Proof, too.
Okay
yeah,
so
Planet Terror. Planet Terror.
So think about Planet Terror for a second. It's pretty much a B-movie, just really dressed up. And the main character is dressed fairly scantily clad. There's a lot of sexist jokes. At one point,
Wasn't she a stripper?
She was a go-go dancer.
Okay.
So, not quite a stripper. She's just a scantily clad dancer. But, so, I don't really see there being a big public outcry about that movie because she was a go-go dancer that ends up getting involved with the zombie apocalypse. And there's not a lot of outcry. People already knew getting into that movie. This is a B-movie for entertainment. It's going to be over the top and it's going to be crazy and stupid and throw back a lot of memories towards a lot of like 70s cinema and things like that. Hence the Grindhouse thing, you know. And so it was already understood going into that type of media. This is bigger than life. This is going to be goofy. We're not going to take this as social commentary. And you get into games nowadays, and people look at them as social commentary.
Yeah.
And as a mature gamer, to me, I think that's taking it too far. I think that you don't have to legitimize games as art for them to be entertainment and fun, and legitimize me as an adult playing them. And I think that's the trap that a lot of gamers find themselves. Like, people our age and a little bit older, like, hey, for me to legitimize me being an adult gamer, I have to look at this from an adult perspective and see how it reflects social norms, you know, what's socially acceptable now. And with a game, part of it is, well, I mean, obviously power fantasy, that's part of it, but more so than that, I mean, it's just going into something for entertainment's sake. And so you're going to find those games like The Journey, which, not necessarily social commentary, but just something that's art for art's sake that's fun. And then you're going to find stuff like Shadows of the Dam and Lollipop Chainsaw, which are basically Grindhouse material. And
there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. And that's one of the things I kind of wanted to bring up, because it's like you get into these... You get this commentary, this back and forth going between really, really angry nerds. And that's even one of those things that we as gamers identify with. We've got to say, hey, we're a gamer, or hey, we're a nerd, and therefore we do this thing, and we've got to identify, blah, blah, blah. And then you also kind of fall into that trap of like having that crossover into what you are as a person. And I don't think it has to be like that. Victor, you're not typically what people will consider a gamer, but you are. You play a lot of games.
You're kind of sneaky.
You're kind of sneaky. I wouldn't call you a closet gamer, and I wouldn't call me a closet gamer, but like we play games, but we don't necessarily identify ourselves as people who play games. We identify ourselves as individuals that enjoy entertainment, and obviously we have a passion for gaming.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go out and party my ass off, and the next night say, screw you guys, I just freaking bought Oblivion, and I've got to play this. I have to play all night. I just got Skyrim at midnight. I'm sorry I'm going to be late at work tomorrow because I've got to play 10 hours before I go in, and it's midnight.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to bring up. That's my point right now, is we as people aren't really identified with things. That's something that we did as teenagers. Like, when I was a kid, people were skaters or goths or preps or whatever. And as adults, you don't really fall into that. I mean, I'm an adult. I'm an individual. I do what I want. I am my own person. I don't think that stigma of I'm a gamer has to fall in. This is how I identify myself, and this is how I identify my values based on the games that I play. So, and I think that's the problem. And that,
but then other people say, I mean, just because we're adults and we play video games, they think we're lazy. They think that we're not doing anything with our lives.
Well, and that's not true, because I work my ass off. I work overtime almost every day. You work overtime all the time, Vic. You were working two jobs.
Yep.
And yet we still do this podcast every week religiously.
Yeah, like this week I'm working 64 hours.
So I guess that's kind of the point I was trying to make, and I don't... Do you guys have anything to add to that? Because, like, that's the problem I see. Like, I've seen all these rants about, oh, this is sexist, blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of like... She's a cheerleader.
But have these people played Duke Nukem? I mean...
Well, there's a
big problem with Duke Nukem.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it was a great game still. Still great.
Well,
and as part of the, you know what you're getting into. It's like when you go to see a movie and you're going with some friends and then you have to sit through it for 2 hours. Yeah, that sucks if you weren't into the material and just keep throwing at you. But you went out and you bought this game knowing what it was to start with. You look at the cover and see what it is.
If you're offended by the game, then don't fucking play it.
Yeah, go fucking.
Don't allow your kids to play it. I don't care.
Play Tetris. It's square like your ass.
Don't give people. Don't get pissed off at other people that actually want to play it and want to enjoy it.
And ruin it so that they can't make these kind of games in the future, because eventually there's going to be something, and it's just going to keep cutting it back and back and back, and eventually no more Grand Theft Auto, no freaking Saints Row. Oh, that's too politically incorrect.
So, Saints Row, there's another good one there where it's completely politically incorrect.
Beat people with a big-ass pink purple dildo there. Okay?
Yep. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't hear really any backlash about Saints Row. I mean, and Saints Row, I think, was way over-sexualized. When you play it, I mean, I've played about 10 hours into it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to the part where you're in the BDSM club.
Yeah, and then you ride the guy away.
Yeah, you ride the guy away while he's got the little antlers on his head. The auto-tune voice.
Yeah, he's got the ball gag.
Yeah. Yeah, and you bluff the...
I love that.
It's pretty funny. But, I mean, obviously, it doesn't reflect as a person on who I am on the media that I enjoy, I don't necessarily think. I mean, unless you're just completely square. I mean, and there are certain situations. So I was talking with a friend of mine at work, and he's got kids or whatever. And he's like, well, you know, I know a lot of dad gamers out there. And you get these dad gamers out there that have daughters, and obviously there are certain themes in some of these games that they don't want them to be exposed to. So naturally they're going to be a little bit more aggressive towards the content they allow in their house. They don't really reflect the majority of everybody. But to a certain degree they do. And hear me out on this. So I got some statistics the other day that I'm going to post on this episode, where the majority of gamers actually fall between 18 and 45. Only, I think, 18% of the total market is under 18 right now. Or maybe 9%. It's something really low.
Too busy listening.
It might be that stuff costs a lot of money, and unless you really play games, you're not going to support your kid playing a whole lot of them, I think.
Well, there's not only that. It's that whole thing where we grew up in that. We're like, you know, we're the Nintendo generation, basically.
Yeah.
I played Atari growing up, and then I got a Nintendo, and I played the shit out of Nintendo until it died, you know?
Yeah. Well, you look at it, like, Nintendo is still the number one. The regular Super Mario Brothers, the original, like, Mario Brothers, is still the most sold Mario of any of them. Like, the old school, like, 90s version. You know, 40 million copies.
Yeah, well, that's... And I can find facts to back that up or dispute it, but I guess what my point is our generation grew up with games, and so the majority of people playing games nowadays are adults. And that's what people don't realize. Like, there's a bigger demographic of people over 45 that play games than kids under 18. And so you're going to find more of those mature-rated games selling because there is a larger demographic of the adults playing this than anybody ever realized. And so I can post the stuff. The ESRB actually had some stuff on that I found the other day. But I think it's just kind of interesting that the majority of people now playing games are adults, which is kind of what I tailored this show towards when we first started it. I was like, hey, let's be as crass as we want. Let's just be like we're talking with people we know.
Yeah.
Because we're the people playing games.
Are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, obviously we know each other, but...
Well, no, I mean, and the people that listen to us, for the most part, I mean, they are people that we know, and we're people that they know.
Right. And so that's kind of the thing I'm trying to get across is... gamers might be more mature nowadays, but I think there needs to be a line drawn somewhere which says, hey, some of this stuff is, think of it like a B-action movie. Think of it like a B-horror movie, where you got a lot of this over-the-top bullshit stuff. Don't think of it as everything is art. Not everything is art. Not everything is making social commentary. Not everything has this big movement that it's trying to push, or this big social idea it's trying to push. Sometimes stuff is just stuff to be fun. You know, you kicked a can when you were a kid. You did it because you like kicking the can. You know, it's just... I guess that's my point. I guess you guys were all agreeing with me. I was hoping for more controversy, but I didn't get it.
Well, pretty real.
I'm so offended by Lollipop Chainsaw. She has way too much cleavage, and
I'm offended you can't take her skirt
panties
off and, you know, bust out those jokes. I'm just curious.
Well, yeah, okay, so, and one of those things I saw somebody mention, and I don't really have a problem with Japanese gaming, but there's a lot of games overseas, not Japan, not singling out Japan, but a lot of games overseas, like these mini games, where they're fucking upskirt games. I mean, they're just sex mini games that you can play on your phone or whatever, and or on your PC. And there's way more of those overseas than there are over here. And obviously, a lot of people find that stuff offensive. And I'm not really into that. That's just, it kind of weirds me out too. I'm not going to sit there and finger bang a girl on my phone. That feels fucking weird. So, you know, it's too much like Real Doll or something like that. You know, it's just too weird. So, but I mean, there's a lot of that stuff overseas that kind of creeps its way over here sometimes that nobody really makes a huge stink about. But then we get a game like Lollipop Chainsaw, or a game that was marginally okay, Duke Nukem. Yes, there were some over-sexualized things and there's some bullshit in there, but overall the game was just aggressively average, and I think people got upset for the wrong reasons. I think people should have been more upset that it took that long for them to rehash an old thing and didn't get it quite right. So that was really more my gripe with Duke than it was the sexualization of the game. But moving on from that, there was a Lara Croft rape scene that happened. So let me explain this. So I'm digging around, and I'm going to have to watch this, and we'll recap this after the break. But there was a video that I like reading Kotaku. It's one of the only sites I can pull up at work and still read and not get in trouble for. And they said something. They did an interview with one of the dudes that was creating the Lara Croft game that's coming out here early next year. And he stated, hey, there's a rape scene, which, and I'm paraphrasing, and I can link the article, but there's a rape scene where Lara Croft finally kind of gets her teeth, and you finally see shit getting real, and she kind of breaks out, and that's how she kind of breaks into her survivor mode. And then the reporter's like, wait, rape scene? And he went on to say, yeah, well, sort of like that, blah, blah, blah. And so they put up a video of the scene, which doesn't really scream rape. It just screams really shitty situation for a female to be in. I don't know if it's rape or not. There's obviously no her pulling off her pants and trying to fuck her brains out. It's just she looks like she's about to get into a really shitty situation, and then she finds a way out of it. But they put up this video about this and put in the commentary, you know, is this what it is? And, like, it got over 1 million views. And so, a day later today, they put out a statement saying, by the way, there's no rape scene. We never intended to do a rape scene, blah, blah, blah. So, again, one of those things, I don't know how to think about this, because obviously that's one of those things that content would be kind of odd to put a character into, like you're about to get raped or something like that.
Yeah.
And I could actually, like, that's for me, that's almost crossing a line for me. Just because that's one of those things that people are obviously very sensitive to. I mean, and understandably so.
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
What I heard about the new Lara Croft game is the fact that they're trying to make it seem like she's not the badass that she was before. They're trying to make her appeal to more
like
men
that
want to take care of her, basically.
Like she's a real person.
Yeah, they want to protect her. They, you know, they feel that they need to protect her. They feel that they need to be there for her, and because she can't protect herself. She can't do whatever for herself. And if there were a rape scene, that would make the guys that want to play that type of game want to play it even more. Not because it's rape, but because they feel the need to protect her even more.
That makes sense. I mean, it could also be called reverse sexism. It could be like, oh, so the male's always the protector.
Yeah.
Again, playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, they can always throw shit at it. But you've had a rape in hundreds and hundreds of movies, and all that does is make it a really emotional movie and make it even better when you take emotions to the extreme like that.
Well, think
about throwing that in a damn game.
Think about Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. How pissed was everybody at that scene? Like, we weren't pissed that it was in the movie. We were pissed that it happened to her.
Yeah.
And we were just looking for her revenge. We're like, she's going to fuck this guy over.
Makes you want it.
And she did, literally. It was awesome.
But it made...
Spoilers, sorry.
Oh, no, it's good. But like even in Taken, you know, he's getting going after his daughter and revenge. You know, she's being sold off, sex slave.
Yeah. And that's what people like. People like to know that they can protect someone and, you know, not to be sexist. But guys tend to feel like they want a girl that they need to protect.
So should they be putting more characters in games? Like, remember the, have you gotten all the way through Game of Thrones?
I haven't watched the last two episodes.
Okay, but you know about the really, really big night chick, right?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Huge blonde. Yeah. Looks like a man.
Yeah. That everybody's kind of calling her ugly and everything else.
She's awesome.
Do you think they should put more characters like her in games? Like, just big, meaty chick that can kind of hold her own against every dude. Like, she's like the fucking Hulk.
Dude, she's awesome.
She is.
Like,
I would probably bang it just because she kicked some ass. I probably would. She's earned some dick after that, really. I mean, you just
can't. I don't know if she likes it, but she might.
She would. She was all in love with the guy she was guarding in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
Before he got the old shank.
Yeah.
Honestly, does she just act like that, or does she look like that?
I don't know. What do you think?
If she acted like that, that would be one thing. I wouldn't like mind that, but...
Well, you think, like, about most female protagonists in games are usually sexy and they can kick some ass. Like Bayonetta, for instance.
Yeah.
Sexy chick that can kick ass. Obviously, she's covered in her own hair. So, she's not big, meaty, unattractive chick that you can play. She's just sexy chick that kicks ass.
We were just
ass.
Talking about Lara Croft also. So, I mean, there you go. Tomb Raider. But then, if she
I
was...
I think she's hotter.
Yeah.
Well, she looks a lot more realistic. Yeah.
But then you've also got, like, hideous, you know, gigantic woman trying to look pretty. Would that be as fun to play as a game? Or
And I wouldn't want... I mean...
What would you want? If
it,
you had
it wouldn't change the game for me, so I would still take that chance of playing it. But I'm not gay, but I would much rather play with a girl that's attractive.
Yeah, I'm not gay, but I'd much rather go out as freaking, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger tearing heads off stuff than I would as some fat, you know, balding dude that sucks and can't go upstairs, has to take breaks every 10 minutes, you know?
Because whenever it comes to video games, we put ourselves in that position. We want to be that person.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the girl from Game of Thrones. We want to have her attitude, we want to kick ass like her, but we probably don't want to look like her.
If I played Game of Thrones, though, I'd like to be that crazy, tall, blonde chick and just cut off heads, because she's probably got mad stats. Just clubbing it up. You know what I mean?
She's kind of a paladin of sorts, or like a female barbarian.
Yeah, got the agility and the strength. Like, what? I'm going to take some of this.
Well, think about, so they did that with Diablo, and that's why I, again, just kind of weaving stuff in here. In Diablo, you had the barbarian chick, and if you look at the barbarian chick, she's not sexy. She's got some big thighs, some big arms. She's a pretty stout chick.
She looks a bit slow, but I wouldn't call her that to her face.
Yeah, because she could probably beat some ass.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, you have... I'm kind of weaving this all together to a final point. I think people need to grow the fuck up.
And stop fucking causing problems, because you're just being a child.
Yeah.
Well, you think about the days before the internet. You'd have these crazy-ass movies, and there wouldn't be any public outcry, because there's no place to do it. Now that you got the internet, you have these small groups of people who get offended by stuff that are extremely vocal, and then you have the vast majority that we call the silent majority in anything.
I don't even think they're getting offended by it. They just want to cause problems for something that they don't appreciate.
It's activist extremists that jump on there in the first place. Everybody else that's cool with it, we're not going to jump on there and say, yeah, I think it's a decent game, I've been playing it, lol. No, you're going to either be pissed off or loving it.
Yeah, and the problem is you jump on there and just get fucking trolled to shit, so you don't ever post anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at these things. I'm one of those silent majority that doesn't post a lot of opinions on anything. And I'll sit there and go through stuff and read people's responses and go, oh yeah, this guy has posted on the forum so many times about this issue. And the forums I'm talking about is I'll go to a lot of social, not social media forums, but stuff like Kotaku, stuff like Giant Bomb, stuff like developer websites, and look at their user forums and stuff like that just to see what people are saying. And that's kind of how I judge reactions on things. And I know a lot of people like that listen to our show, at least they probably did at some point and got offended as hell at us, but... it's one of those things that sometimes you got to be larger than life to be entertaining, because when you are too much in the norm, sometimes it's boring. And so with the B action movies and things like that, that stuff has its place, and also stuff like Heavy Rain and the more serious games also have their place as well. I just think
no one got offended when someone lost his kid.
I know, and that could have been a huge bullet point for a lot of people if you think about it. So, I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Grow the fuck up, people. It's just a game. And we're all going to choose our own media for our own reasons, but that's just what we are as gamers and as people and as adults. We've kind of gotten past the point that we're going to, you know, throw a huge shitstorm over something so minute. I mean, it would be one thing if the girl from a Lollipop Chainsaw was just bending over and getting drilled in the ass to get a power-up or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I might see that as going a little too far, but seeing a scantily clad chick kicking ass, that's another thing. Or seeing a girl that's a little bit brainless as they're making her an over-the-top, stereotypical cheerleader chick getting insulted by her headless boyfriend.
Well, no, she's not even that brainless. Like, she is raised by zombie killers. Her family are zombie killers. They are zombie killers or zombie hunters or whatever. So she actually knows what she's doing. Like, she knows that she's a zombie hunter.
Well, one other tit for tat here. It's also her 18th birthday, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
To make it better.
Well, it's her birthday. I don't know what year it is.
Well, I found out that point ahead of time.
Yeah, because it actually, whenever it shows her, it brings up so-and-so and how old, 18. So,
it was part of the, like, selling, it was part of the advertising, like, part of the joke.
Yeah, it's her 18th birthday, so it's okay to lust.
Yeah.
But being almost 30, I guess it seems a little weird for me, but
it's
a
video game character.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Okay. I kind of want to play it just to see the over-the-top shit.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much...
I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah, when you're done, I'm probably going to jump on it. But,
I don't know.
You might not want it back after Noss has it. The box is stuck, and I can't find the disc when I did get it open. Oh, I've still got that.
Yeah, I just had the instruction manual. Good reading material on the toilet, by the way.
Speaking of that...
Is wasn't one
much
of, those?
Of one.
Really?
I opened it while I was driving.
Is it one of the eco cases with the holes cut in it?
No, I don't think so.
Where the paper's like, you're tearing through the box because it's just a thin plastic shell?
I don't think so. I want to say that it was just a normal box. I didn't pay that much attention to that. But whenever I opened it up, I saw what looked like the little booklet. And I was like, awesome!
I got to figure out how to play this.
Finally, you know, like, because games don't fucking do it anymore. And I go look at it, I pick it up, and it's just that one, like, you just open it, and it's just one. And I was just like...
Bastards.
Way to save
this
money,
is
guys.
Shit. And it's just, this is how you use Xbox Live. Fuck you.
Is there an in-game manual, or...?
No. It tells you how to do different moves.
That's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
From what I had seen, I don't know, maybe if I went through the start menu or something.
Does anyone else remember the gamer high you get when you had a big, thick, freshly printed booklet and you just open that up, you peel off the plastic and you're like, what is that glorious smell?
I know, you know? I always really like that.
This is awesome. And
you know what?
Crack it open.
I may only look at it that one time, but I love having it.
I'll flip through it and sniff every page just as a new page. Oh, this one's new too.
Because I'm not creepy. Well, I am, but in different ways.
Yeah.
Well, I'm making bedrooms for everybody.
You know, when you go through it, you're like, how the fuck do I bring up that fucking menu? And you're like, it's not start, it's not back, it's not, you know, none of these, I can't click the
it's
six.
It's like any Assassin's Creed game where everything's fucking context sensitive.
Yeah, and you're like, and then you're like, okay, and then you look in there, you're like, okay, this is cool, this is what I'm supposed to press. But now books, they don't come with that. It's like you bought the online edition, which you might as well have now, because you've got the stinking scratched disc.
And then, with Lollipop Chainsaw, at one point, they were like, there's a little phone that comes up, and it's her mom that's calling her, or her sister, or something like that. And it was like, when the phone pops up, make sure you answer it. And I was like, okay. Never told me how to answer it, but I didn't think about it. So the phone pops up, and I was like, shit, how do I answer it? And I'm like, pushing different buttons, and then it goes away. So I'm like, shit, I missed the call. And then a little bit later, it happens again. So I'm pushing more buttons, and it never comes up. I'm like, pressing back, and pressing start, like, it just doesn't work. I was like, you told me to answer the phone, and you're not telling me how to do so. So then I go through, like, the start menu, the pause menu. I'm trying to figure out how, but it doesn't even tell me on that. So then I go online, and I look it up there, and they're like, actually, you don't answer the phone. You just go listen to your voicemails. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
That sounds very Suda 51.
Such
it just fucking
assholes.
Piss you off.
I do it for fun.
I tried to answer the phone.
Everybody knows you're supposed to hold the controller up to your head. That's how they work these days.
Let it
and you have to say you have to say hello really loud 3 times.
Did you do that?
No.
That's why it's your fault, not the game.
You should have been shouting in your headset. Answer.
Holly's losing.
God damn it.
You can only do it with a Kinect.
And it wakes up.
It watches you. It's like, subject 12 years old. No answer. It's like, shit. She's like, damn it, I'm over 18. It's because I look 12.
I like 12 year old boy.
Only when you turn around. Only when you turn around.
I know. It's true. But right now I'm a boy with a little ponytail.
Nice. Rat tail.
Yep.
I'm kidding. You do look very legal. Excellent.
So, moving a little bit along. I kind of like this little bits of tits for tat here.
I like that you keep saying tits.
Tits for tits.
Tit for tat. It's a real term.
Yeah, I know.
So, Diablo 3, the real money auction house is live.
Ooh.
So, me and Victor have a little bit of experience with Diablo. What do you think about this, Vic?
I think it's going to be more efficient than eBay was back in the day, because you had other people, but I don't know if I like the fact they're bringing real money into it, but it is kind of cool, because every now and then you're going to find some awesome item, and you really, you're like, I don't want this, and there's nothing I really want to trade for, all my guys are decked out. Shit, that's worth $10. Hell yeah. You know, $10. And then later when you're like, I really need a ring, or I need something, you know, I need something real bad, and some people might not want to sell their items for gold. They might not want gold, because they've got gold. And you might have your area where you can get $10, like a million gold is $10, and this item's worth like 20,000 gold, but you could sell it for $10.
Yeah.
So it might be, you could kind of bid stuff around and kind of work the market like that, which might be kind of cool. Some people are just into economics like that, and it might give them another facet to the game that they love.
Well, I know for a little while during the late 90s, my uncle was playing Diablo and he was unemployed, and it's also kind of around the time that, well, right when Diablo 2 came out and they were selling shit on eBay, my uncle was unemployed for a few months and he's like, oh, well, I can sell shit on eBay. And so he started selling shit on eBay to stay alive. And it was just Diablo items. I mean, he was making, at that time, probably maybe $1,000 a week playing Diablo. So, and that was back in like 2000, when it came out, 2000 or 2001?
It was.
Or was it 99?
It might have been, let me see.
I was pretty young. I won't lie, I think I was still in high school, so it might have been 99.
Well, LOD or standard Diablo 2?
Before your LOD, I think.
Okay, I'm thinking 99, 98.
Because I was still in high school, but it was, he was making a decent amount of money doing that. And that was how he was staying afloat, which I thought was weird. It's like, you play a video game and then you sell stuff on eBay?
Dude, I would do that.
And he was doing it and he was making fairly okay money. And then after a while, I guess
okay money? He was making $1,000
a week. Yeah, and that's, I mean, not really taxed.
Well, you still have to pay some kind of taxes at
some
point.
Yeah, you gotta show something, but that's a ton of money.
He was also playing Diablo like 16 hours a day.
That's like getting paid to have sex. It's like, you know, with someone you want to have sex with.
Yeah, but after a while, just like...
it's like, I love doing this, and I'm making money doing it. So after, the more I do it, the more money I have.
Well, after a while, you get tired of either, honestly.
Not until it's sore and you gotta shower.
Have you ever read the book Choke?
Chuck Palahniuk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you fit into that category? Are you a sex addict, Vic?
I'm not a sex addict. I just love it. I mean, I'm...
So you're a guy.
Yeah, well, some dudes are the girls and some girls are the dudes. And you can't say guy or girl anymore because I've had girlfriends that are still more into it than... Not to say more into it than me, but girls don't have to take that recharge time and they don't... They don't respect the recharge time.
The recharge time.
round three, and then you're like, I need some sleep. I work for a living, okay? I'm sorry, okay? It's been 3 hours.
Says, yeah, so do I. What do you think that was?
God.
Yeah. Where's my money, bitch?
And then she pulls out her chainsaw and her mini skirt, and then someone's upset.
So, I'm going to move off that topic. But here's one of the things. I think it's going to really change the gameplay a little bit. Because you're going to have people that farm. And that's kind of what I'm leading into. With the farming right now, they had an issue with server stability, and the reason was is too many instances were being opened at one time. And so what I mean by that is once you log into the game, you load up a level, that's an instance logged into. So some people would take like the Belial fight, and what they do is they'd load up... Was it the Belial fight that people were farming, or...?
Not so much... Not the fight, but the experience. You click on it and really... you don't ever finish the quest and go on to the next act. You would just re-click the experience you get back in town.
Oh, I got you. So, what people were bitching about, or I guess what they're bitching about, is there's too many of those that open at a time. So there are people that are just mad exploiting the game to farm. And not really exploiting, but think about it. If you load up a boss fight, you beat it in 5 minutes, close down, you reopen, and you do that. That's another instance open. So there's one guy that, you know, 12 times in 1 hour has opened up a new instance of the game, where you got a lot of people that log in for several hours at a time. So that was killing server load for logging in. So what they're doing is they're only allowing so many people to log in at a time, like per so many minutes. And so there's going to, for people that do that, they load in and they log out and they load right back into a game, there may be a wait time for that. So there may be a 10-minute wait if you do that too many times.
So not if you only log in, like you beat an act or two, and then you're like, I can't get any further, I'm getting my ass kicked, I need to farm a little bit, I need to, you know, basically grind.
Yeah, but if there's too many people logging in and out at that point...
Is it going to throw you in a 10-minute wait, even though you haven't opened a game in an hour?
It could.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, so there's some people that are pissed off about that. We'll find out, as I'm going to play a little bit of Diablo this weekend as well. I just got a lot on my gaming plate right now. Yeah. So I've just been kind of going back and forth, but, you know, I work a full-time job. I mean, I got obligations this weekend, you know. I got a lot of... It's Father's Day, and I also have some Skyrim obligations at some point, so... But
I'd like to point out also, Noss, you don't celebrate Father's Day if you have 10 illegitimate children you never see. You don't get props for Father's Day.
I've been dodging bullets like Neo for years, so I'm pretty okay at this point.
I think the girls have been dodging the bullets that you've been spraying at them.
Neo style. So... kind of moving along here. I'm just kind of going through news at this point. And then second half, when we get into that, we'll talk about a little bit of the other things that we normally do. But so far, there's an avatar out there that, I don't know if you guys saw this, but you can now get an official arrow to the knee item.
Ooh.
For 240 Microsoft points.
I have never understood that.
All the guards in most of the towns, you'll be like, I used to be an adventurer like you until I took an arrow to the knee.
Yeah, you're just walking, okay. And it's a guy, it was... I guess they did an update to kind of nerf that down once it came out, but when it was first released, the first night, I didn't get any sleep, and I went to work, but after that, it literally said it probably 5 or 6 times, and I'm just there trying to grind away at some armor smithing, you know, and right there in the first town in Whiterun, I hear this bastard come up behind me, and he goes, I used to be an adventurer like you, but then I took an arrow to the knee. It's like, that's cool. I'm like, that's kind of funny. And then later, I'm like, that's still kind of funny, but that's creepy. Does he say anything else, you know?
Yeah, so a lot of the adventurers, the guards would say that over and over and over again, no matter what town you went to.
And before I even saw the meme, I was already screwing with my buddies. I was calling them up, I was going to call you up earlier, but I took an arrow to the knee, screwing around. And then somebody's like, holy shit, dude, you see that online?
Yeah,
and I started seeing all these pictures, and I'm like...
I remember Johnny Five hit me up with a few of the things before it was a meme.
Yeah.
Like, he was creating his own, and then it kind of became its own thing. But, so there's an Xbox item now that you can get. Legitimate avatar item for Arrow to the Knee, which I don't buy a lot of them. I might buy the Arrow to the Knee. I think it's funny.
Really good.
I buy clothes.
Is it going to be an arrow in the knee?
It's an arrow
sticking out of your avatar's knee?
Yeah.
I'm liking this.
It's pretty awesome. One of the other things, again, just bringing up some more conversation here. We got the Vita that came out earlier this year. None of us really gave us a shit about it, to be honest with you.
No.
And why didn't we give a shit about it? Because there wasn't any software to back it up. Like, yeah, the Uncharted game might be kind of cool. There wasn't any I need to have it titles. Like, Mod Nation Racers looked pretty neat about building your own tracks, but I couldn't find anybody that I knew that was really using it. And the people that I know that are playing with it are all out of state. So I was like, fuck, what am I going to do with this? So the Vita came out, nothing really happened. There's been some talk about scrapping the whole project. Like,
what?
Because it's only sold 2 million units over the last 4 months. 2 million units for a console, basically, which is what it is nothing. I mean, how many DSs sold? Like 100 and something plus million DSs have sold in just a few years? Vita is not catching on. And my thing with it, I guess, with Vita is probably the price, because it's, what, $250 to get the cheap one?
Yeah. You're paying for the same electronics in a PS3, though. Like,
they say it's as powerful. I don't think it's quite as powerful. I don't know for sure. Somebody can
play Blu-ray.
No, you can't play Blu-ray, and that's a big reason that people got PS3s before they decided to get a game.
Yeah, so even as a Blu-ray player, it was competitive priced like when it first came out. Like,
yeah, when it first came out, Blu-ray players were hella expensive.
Yeah.
And so people are like, well, I can get a gaming console and a Blu-ray player, so I'll get that. And you got people that have a PS3 that just play Blu-rays on it.
That's really all yeah. I do.
And it's a solid player. The menus are good, and it's good. I mean, it's workable.
Well, and you can play games on it, but... Yeah. More so than that, with the Vita, do you guys think it's just the games that have come out? Because I haven't seen a lot of strong titles for it. The only thing I see that might be fun is there's a new Assassin's Creed coming out for it right around the time 3 comes out. That might be kind of cool to play on Vita. And people are like, well, you know, it's like Mortal Kombat came out on it, but it's basically just a port of the original game. And I would like to play Mortal Kombat mobile, but I also want to play it with other people I know. I mean, I'm not big into tournament fighting with people I don't know because...
Yeah.
I'm not at a competitive level with a lot of these games, and that's half the reason I don't play Call of Duty. We just
do it for fun.
Yeah.
I do it to screw around, and so I'll do it with other buddies that want to screw around, but I'm not going to do it with tournament players. And so you have that, I think, that's kind of going for it, because most of the stuff that would be interesting is already out on a console that I can play on my television. You know, and there's also the thing where a lot of the PSP games aren't transferring over, and so you don't have... Mm-hmm. Like, there was Ogre Battle that came out last year that I'm hugely interested in. Or did it come out this year? I'm not sure. But I've still wanted to play that. And I want to play it on PSP. And I was thinking about, if I get a Vita, can I move it over? And I can't right now. So I'm just like, well, fuck it. I'm not getting a PSP because I can't, or a PS yeah. Vita, because I can't play that on there. And that was a last-gen game, basically, you know, or current gen.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a software issue than it is anything else. I mean, do you guys... Is there any reason why you wouldn't get a Vita, Vic? Or?
Well, first of all, Nintendo and Xbox all the way. I kind of been a hater on PlayStation since my brother had one and I still had my 64 and stuff, and we, you know, fight back and forth with my Super. But on top of that, anytime you see a commercial for a game, I don't see it advertised as Vita. I see it as one of the icons that pops up at the bottom next to Xbox, next to this, next to that, and that, and that. And it's already released on, you know, other systems that I'd rather play. And Vita's more like handheld, take your PS3 with you.
Right.
And people don't want to do that. You've got a smaller screen. Why do you buy a 52-inch TV and then go...
Well, the only way I ever see it appealing to somebody is my friend from the carousel, John, does a lot of handheld gaming. The reason he does is he travels about once every 2 weeks for his work. And if I traveled that much for my work, I might do it. But I also would rather do that with my laptop. I don't travel nearly as much. I mean, for me, it's... Every few months I travel for work, and so that's why I got the laptop. I was like, I can use it for work, but it's also basically a mobile gaming platform for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't really do handhelds. Like, I've got my DSi, but I played that like once, and then I listen to music on it if I'm on a plane or something like that, and that's it.
So, and obviously you don't travel a lot like you do.
Yeah.
I don't either. And so for your average person, we don't travel a lot. Which it's weird how... It would only be useful to me in a situation where you got somebody who's in college, who's going to be always away from their dorm room. That could be useful. Or somebody that's a businessman. And so I don't see a lot of the games that have come out lately that really cater to those people. I mean, maybe the college people, but most of the college people don't have a lot of money to begin with anyway. So who is it catering to?
Yeah.
You know?
Spoiled like, little brats.
And kids that would play the handhelds are getting the DS, you know, 3DS. They're going for Nintendo.
Think about your iPad or your iPhone. I mean, it plays a lot of quick games, and some of them, like Infinity Blade, are basically console games on your handheld device. I mean, what edge does the Vita have, except that it's a really powerful machine, but only does games?
Yeah.
Like, how many games do you play on your phone? I mean, there was that time you were playing the... Words with Friends and...
No, I never played Words with Friends. I played Draw Something.
Oh, yeah.
Pictionary.
Yeah, pretty much.
Only better. You can draw whatever you want.
And then Poppy's Light.
Well, you play...
Plants vs. Zombies, anything like that? None of those games?
I don't have that on my phone. I've got that on my 360.
Angry Birds, everybody and their moms played that.
I don't like Angry Birds.
But you tried it.
Yeah. I had it on my old phone, but I wouldn't get it on this one.
You took a little sniff there.
Yeah, but, I just didn't care for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of times where we've had a slow moment, or me and Trent have started monologuing, and you're like, ah, and I see you over there sitting playing the fucking phone games. And
yeah. I haven't been doing that, though.
I'm not faulting you for
it. There's not a game that I've been to right now.
But then again, phone fits in the pocket. I don't see anyone stuffing a Vita in there and whipping that sucker out. Like,
well, I've got my DS in my backpack right now.
DS is smaller.
This is true. But... So your main aversion is you see a lot of these titles already coming out on...
On other systems, and the things that are going to be good on Vita are going to be better on PS3.
Think about at the price point that it is. It's $30 to $40 for a Vita game. And most of them have been shortened so that they can be downloaded onto your Vita. So it's not going to be the full console experience that you get. You pay $20 more and I get an extra 6 hours of gameplay. What am I going to pick? Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's also been some talk with gaming in general to lower the price point to get more people involved. And you think about the success of handheld gaming when it comes to your phone and things like that, and think about like a $5 price point on a game. How, even if it was like 3 hours?
I'd buy every game that came out, just because if it sucks, throw it away.
Well, it's just like that Walking Dead game that came out, and I hated on it for a while, but I didn't really know what it was, and then I ended up liking it alright.
I still need to play more of it.
It's not bad at all. It's not a 5-star game, but it's probably an easy 3.5 for me. I mean, it's enjoyable at $5 for one episode of 3 hours. Dude, I can eat that up. I mean, that's so fucking cheap.
It was fun to watch. I was watching you, and it was like interactive comic book, and I could still be like, oh man, I want you to pick this. You're like, okay, I'll click on that and see what happens. It was fun.
Yeah, and so it's that's an easy price point for games to get into. So I think that, I don't know, I don't see anything like Skyrim, you know, ever hitting a price point like that. I really don't have a problem paying $60.
Sure.
But I'm a working adult, so I have that kind of money. There's a lot of people, though, with the way, and I always bring this up, the way that our economy is these days, and I know how hard you work for your money, Holly, and how hard you work, and how hard do I work. I obviously make enough money at this point that it's not a huge deal for me most of the time, but even like this week, I couldn't afford Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah.
If it was at $40, though, I probably would have picked it up.
Yeah, I still don't think it should have been, I don't think it should have been 60.
I think there needs to be more variety with pricing on games.
Yeah, there really does.
It shouldn't just be like, it's new, it's $60. This is old when it's gone down to $20 now. Because, seriously, I think Skyrim should probably still be $60. And then you should have Lollipop Chainsaw, which is $30. And instead of you loaning it to him after you're done playing it, he might buy his own copy. You would still have your own copy. Yeah. I'd probably buy one. And then we would have, they made more. And it doesn't cost but 2 cents to make a plastic disc.
Yeah.
Well, you're also paying for the game design and the employment of all those people, which I understand that. And I understand games take a lot of money to make nowadays. But that's what I'm saying with iPhone games and things like that. That doesn't cost hardly anything. They can, 6 months, Capcom can spit out a mobile game that costs them a couple $1 million, whereas they put out something like Resident Evil, and Resident Evil costs them, you know, $30 million produced or something like that, or something crazy, you know. Skyrim probably costs... I'm speculating. It probably cost over $10 million to make that game.
Like 7 years?
Yeah, it's been in development a long time.
Yeah.
But I guess that's... I'm going to kind of wrap this up a little bit. Actually, you know what? Why don't we bring up the rest of this stuff afterwards? I think we've gone on long enough. About time for a break. Are you guys all right with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Get a little more lighthearted with the next half, so we'll see you guys in a minute.
Yep.
Thanks.
And we are back. So we had a little bit of a break here, and we discussed some things, and obviously we brought it down to a more serious note with the first half. And this half, we tend to be, this is going to be kind of like what our first half used to be.
Yeah.
So, Victor, the wide world of Victor, I know you didn't play video games, but what did you do over the weekend?
Besides a lot of Diablo, which I always play, I can't not play, even when I'm drinking so much I don't remember playing, but I wake up and I'm like, I went up a level. Stuff like that. I went to the river.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
What'd you do at the river? I mean, a float trip or what?
Drank as much beer as I could fit inside my gut and digest it as quick as I could before I could fit more beer in there. And it was awesome. And just did a 6-mile float and made it last all day. Pretty tan from it.
You pretty much just sat in the water.
Oh, man. I think my beer cans floated past me faster
than I did. Was it still really, really low?
It was low, but we didn't have to paddle once. I mean, I was jumping in the water half the time, you know, anyways.
I'm jealous.
It was awesome. Going again next weekend.
Nice.
So not like in 3 days, but in like 10 days. So should be pretty amazing.
Been pretty busy with that.
Oh yeah, no, it was awesome, and there were tons of ladies on the river, which I'm always happy to see. They come out of their caves also. And so I was looking pretty white by the
come out of their
noon, and then by 3 o'clock I was like, I'm the only one in the boat not using suntan lotion. I know I got some Indian in me, but not enough to fight off that much sun and no clouds for 12 hours of drinking.
You're probably pretty damn dehydrated by the end, weren't you?
I was pretty bad, but the problem was that we started drinking Friday, and we stayed Friday night and Saturday night, so Saturday night we also kept drinking.
So it was just kind of like hair of the dog the whole day.
It was bad. It was, yeah, trash for 3 days straight, which is how every float trip should be.
You should have gone through me to get your alcohol.
Why is that?
Because I work at a liquor store, and I get a discount.
What the hell? Why don't I should have thought of that.
Not on beer.
I knew that, but
on liquor and wine, I get a discount.
Well,
the expensive stuff.
Yeah. And they steal your 6-point on the river anyway, so you got to beer bong it all before you go.
Did they actually stop you?
No, I've been stopped before, and they stole all my rolling rock, and I was pretty upset about that. You can pick it up at the ranger station afterwards. Oh, we lost it, was their answer, and they were all laughing, so I'm guessing they drank it. There's a lot of it. Good old 6-point in cans.
There was no one whenever we went.
And ours was pretty... Yeah, there was a ranger truck on the side, but they didn't stop us. They were pulling over people visibly drunk. We were in the old... Don't even look at them. You know, we floated past. Then afterwards, we're standing back up.
That's why, like, if you see them quite a bit ahead, just get way over to the other side. Just be like, I can't make it over there. The current's too strong.
Sorry, bro. And the wind blows you past. 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, going back upstream.
No, everyone on the right side just keeps rowing. We're trying.
Yeah. Miss Fun did a lot of, I think every 2 seconds I was doing another backflip off the boat, no matter if it was 2 feet deep or 6 feet deep or 10.
That's really stupid.
Yeah, it was fun. I can do flips. I was front hand springing over the boat like, you know, old school gymnastics kicking in, so it was fun.
I got into the water, I think like twice. Once, maybe. And that was to pee.
So just one time to urinate, and the next time was like, oh, what's this people swimming? Why wouldn't you get in?
No one else is peeing.
It was good. Plus, I took a pole and I caught a bunch of little bass, so it was fun.
Nice.
So, you caught fish while you were floating.
There were some huge fish in there too.
Gave my, give them a little one for my homies every time I catch them too. It'll splash a little bit in the water. Shared my beer, but yeah, I've caught quite a few little like 1 pound bass, like year or two old ones. So nothing. The bigger ones are smarter than that, but.
They know what's going on. Yeah. They're like, oh, they're people, like, we need to avoid them.
Oh, beer can floated by. Don't bite anything for a bit, you know. But so it was good. Plus, I was a good Samaritan. I came home with more trash than I took, so old habit my dad made me do. So.
Which one did you guys camp at?
Arrowhead, I think. It was fun, and plus the girls up at the front, you just hit on them a bit, and then they let you have any campsite you want. Oh, it was reserved, but they're not here yet. What?
We had any campsite.
Oh, well, this place was kind of crowded. We got there early, though.
Oh, yeah.
So they just
ours wasn't that crowded, so.
Well, the thing is, when they called in, they reserved everybody already, but if they weren't there, the people didn't know what campsite they had. So yeah. It was like, I got out the map, and I'm like, what about this one right here with the fire pit? Well, we saw a bunch of rocks there, already had a fire pit built. She's like, well, technically. I'm like, well, technically, we're here, so let's set up our tents over there. And she's like, okay. So, you know, I just let her bitch to me about the people in front of me being assholes. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. If you need a drink after work, come on down to this campsite. You know which one it is. So, yeah, they came by to check, but they didn't stay. I think there's probably something. They can't go out and get wasted with a bunch of dudes from the campsite.
If they're not working, I don't see why it'd be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We were already pretty smashed, so.
We stayed at Diamond Head. Yeah. That's where we stayed, and that one was really nice.
I always think of it as a douchebag one, though. It's kind of like the popular one.
That's the only other one that I had stayed at, and it's the only one that I could remember.
Yeah, Eagle Bluff is probably the most fun, and it's a pretty good party one. Yeah, but I pissed off security there a few times. Just something about, you know, you shouldn't have your truck radio going after midnight and dancing around and guys running around in boxers screaming and yelling, waking up other tents.
Well, it's whiners. You're camping.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
That's what happens. That's if you don't want to hear people while you're camping, go into the forest or some shit like that. Don't go to a very populated campsite and camp.
Exactly. Exactly. Or get a cabin if you're
going to stay home. If you're going to be that much of a pussy.
You big vag, get back in your tent and shut up.
Sleeping on rocks is one thing, but listening to people yell at 9 o'clock at night is just unforgivable.
I did the old rocks, and I was actually so trashed, I just passed out fully clothed, and my buddy's like, hey, dude, you want a blanket? I'm like, ugh. So apparently I got a blanket thrown on me, and it was cold
the
first night.
That's what means.
Yeah, blanket and drunko. And then I had other buddies that had their air mattress that took up literally their entire tent. And I said, now you better pop that tonight with some rough tent sex. Okay, because you should not be able to bring an air mattress. It better be popped by rough tent sex. It was not popped. I was very disappointed in them. But they're good friends, so I won't hate on them too much. But how dare they not pop that?
Well, I guess one of the reasons I was bringing this up, too, is this an example of you as a person being not your typical gamer? Yeah, and that's what I want to kind of break the stigma, is that there are people that do things outside of gaming that have fun and do a lot of other things that don't just identify themselves as something. You know, you're just a dude that works a hard job, that likes to have fun on the weekends, that also likes to play video games. And I think that's how all of us are. I like to go to concerts and get drunk and get a lot of blood thrown all over me.
So. Yeah, blood thrown all over. I like having you pick me up so I get...
So you can see.
Well,
there's that too, because she's fucking short.
Yeah.
Hold her up so she can get sprayed on. Is that what you're getting?
Yep.
Oh, hold me up. It's not getting in my chest.
All over the chest.
Oh, it's mostly on my face. I like it on my chest too. Don't neglect
it. It helps that you can pick up Holly with one hand. Yeah. So. If you're a fat chick, it probably wouldn't happen.
On one shoulder.
She's like a little parrot.
I'll use my mostly gamer thumbs.
Mostly thumbs.
One thumb under each armpit. I mean, it would help if I was more than 3 feet tall. So, I mean, you know, the two of us combined are one normal human, though.
Yeah, so it's like we can combine like Transformers.
Still a Halloween costume. I want to build functional Transformer suit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a few, like a Power Rangers style.
Power Rangers?
Like.
Oh, stack up. I got Voltron. I'm like, dude, oh, yellow tiger, you're hurting my arm here.
So, and that's why I'm bringing this up, because all of us do things outside of this. And we're not, I mean, we're all nerds, but I mean, we all do a lot of other things. I mean, we all, when we had a little bit more time and you weren't working two jobs, you used to all go out to the bar like every other weekend or something.
Well, we
like
still go out to the bar quite often. I was there last night.
Oh.
Nursing a hangover.
I didn't get an invite. This is horrible. I was watching the Thunder game, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, I'm not even into sports that much, and I think everybody on this show knows that, but.
Yeah, neither am I.
But. The only pro team we have... Do we have a pro hockey team? Because we might have a pro hockey team.
The Tulsa Oilers are not...
They're sub-pro?
They're not, like...
They're nothing.
They don't go to Canada and pick a fight, is all I'm trying to say, okay? You're not over there. I'm going to oil you up good. No, that's not... No, that won't fly, you know?
You get high-sticked, huh?
They might think we're talking about something else when we're coming down there to oil them up, you know? No Oilers.
Give them some sweat, southern oil. But, So, we have a basketball team called the Thunder, and if you're not a sports fan, you may not know this, but our team's doing pretty damn good. We're in the fucking finals, and we won last night.
Yeah. It was a home game, but we came back from...
Was it actually a home game?
Yeah. We got double digits down, and...
Was it like 105 to 93 or something like that?
That's what we always do. Every time it's halftime, we're like down on our... But our guys are all like average team age is 22.
Holy shit. I didn't realize they're that young.
And you're looking at the Heat and everybody else, their average team's like 30 years old. But, I mean, respectively, Jordan was, like, 38, still destroying everybody. But he's a mutant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a cyborg, so cybernetically enhanced at, like, 25, I'm assuming. By the air he got. He's, like, half-court line detected, hover mode, you know, just Air Jordan. Air Jordan, right? They made flying shoes for him. The pumps. That bastard. But, anyways, he's awesome. So, anyways.
But our guys aren't doing half bad. I mean, it's just, like, I can't believe it that... Our little newbie team is, like, fucking destroying right now.
They're 4 years old. They used to be Seattle Supersonics, and they had no fan base up there, and they sucked. Now, they took that team, brought it down here, and just because Hurricane Katrina, actually, they moved their team up here because they didn't have their place to play at, they had such a huge gathering here, and they sold out and everything.
They sold out every fucking show, didn't they? Because over here, like I said, we didn't have a home team, and so it's like, we got a pro team now in OKC. And OKC, I mean, is a little bit more spread out than Tulsa. We're roughly about the same size population-wise, but a little bit more spread out. And so, like, obviously we have a huge college football following here, but that's because that's really all we have. And, I mean, our teams are good. I mean, OU and OSU are always doing really fantastic, but you get a pro basketball team here, and suddenly they're selling out shows, like, every single time they play a home game here. And the support over here, I mean, look at my Facebook, and people that aren't even sports fans are posting the scores, and I'm just like... Dude, they got some fucking support. Like, I had people leaving early from work yesterday. There were some people that got some tickets to the finals, and there were a lot of people cutting out way early, like, sick. And everybody knew it, like, Thunder. Got the Thunder sickness, huh?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, something a little bit of hometown pride here, home state pride.
No, I had a guy come into work last night. It was him and his wife or his girlfriend. I assume it was his wife. And he's like, he's going through one of our local magazines. He's like, what is this thunder I keep hearing about? And she goes, I think it's some basketball game. I was just like, oh.
They're beating down other teams. And people won't shut up about LeBron James just because he's famous. They're like, what could LeBron have done better? And in his defense, I mean, LeBron James, you know, anyone that gets that, like Kobe Bryant, all of them, they turn into douchebags when they get so famous.
Yeah.
It makes you a douchebag. It's not, I don't think they were crappy in the first place. I think that fame has made them what they are. But on top of that, they're the only people on the team that are any good. The Thunder's entire team is good.
Yeah.
You have, every one of them is capable of scoring 30, 40 points a game. Not just LeBron, who's 60, and the rest of his team is 30 combined. He's like, fucking help me, you know? So, I mean.
Well, that's proof to team effort. I mean, they're playing as a team and not as, here's our superstar, and we'll push him out front so he can score points, you know?
Yeah.
So, not a sports analyst by any means, so forgive me, but.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud. Kind of proud that we got a pro team that's worth a shit.
Man, and it's Oklahoma. I mean, we're not riding up in our covered wagons like everybody thinks we ride in.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That stadium's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, man, it's awesome.
I'm actually thinking about going to a game sometime soon, just because I can.
Yeah, it's
obviously not right now. Yeah, right now it'd be ridiculous to try to go. Like trying to get tickets to the Super Bowl or something, but
yeah.
So a little bit of hometown pride there. Speaking of hometown things, obviously we have a pretty famous drive-in theater here called the Admiral Twin.
Yeah.
Opens up this weekend.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
I think so.
Well,
no way.
But yeah, they're going to be showing Men in Black and a couple of other things. But it burned down a few years ago, and everybody's really upset because there was talk about no rebuilding on it. And drive-in is one of those things where people that grew up here, I grew up here and grew up elsewhere too, but I lived here for the majority of my life, and I remember as a teenager smuggling people in my hatchback up there to...
Which is difficult because you can see into hatchbacks.
Well, I used to cover them up with sleeping bags. But in the middle of the summer with my no AC hatchback, it was pretty insane. But I just remember going up there and then getting like a pizza or something like that, and then chilling out with my friends and watching a fucking movie. And it didn't have to be a good movie. I just did it. I remember later on, dating different girls in high school, that was always like the thing to do. It's like, go to the drive-in and go out there and hang out, you know, watch two movies back-to-back and fucking chill out the rest of the night. And it was always cool to bring a bag of popcorn or whatever. And obviously, they have the concession stands that nobody ever fucking uses.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm upset about, and it's a funny thing to be upset about, is you still can't grill at the Admiral Twin. And I know that it burned down, but the whole thing's fucking metal right now.
Yeah.
Why the hell is anybody scared about that?
Dude, 100% of it's donations, too. They rebuilt it on donations alone.
I didn't realize
fundraising.
That.
Fundraising.
Actually, it is. It's the 15th.
So it is Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. It burned down. And there's like, you know, everybody's like, oh, conspiracies about insurance claims and stuff. And it wasn't doing great. It did lose a lot of popularity, and it was ragged. And it was in disrepair, but
it looked like shit towards the end of it.
But it burned down, and they built it back. They sold $10 shirts that probably cost $1 to make, you know, by the thousands. It said, you know, Admiral Twin on it and all that. And my dad lives in the neighborhood. You could see it from his roof. You can watch movies. You can't pick up the radio station that has the audio.
Yeah, because it's locally transmitted. Yeah,
it's really close, but I mean, he's where you can't hear it, but you can see it.
Well, the last movie I saw was Signs there, which tells you how long ago it's been since I've been there, but...
I think I saw Shudder, I think.
Yeah.
Took one of my girlfriends.
I think I'm probably going to go up there a few times again this summer just because find somebody that has pretty good AC. But not in my car. But
well, go whenever it cools down quite a bit and just hang out on top of the car.
Well, he's got a convertible, though.
Yeah.
Convertibles aren't as fun, though.
How dare you? There are lots of fun.
I'll sit
in the back seat and you can sit in the front so it doesn't look like we're going as a date.
My Bronco was fun. Because I just climb on top of the back of it. And you could actually take the top off and then lay in the bed of it.
Or you can just lay on the hood of the car and lean back on the
windshield. Well, when you're outside, you don't get the audio as good, though. You gotta have speakers. They were all broken. All those little boxes.
Yeah, that's true.
So hopefully they fix those.
But everyone else has it loud enough. Because, like, last time I had gone, everyone had theirs on. We had ours on, so it's kind of, you know, surround sound.
Definitely. But if anyone hasn't gone to one and they have one in their local town, definitely go to a drive-in movie.
It's like the ultimate summer experience.
You can take your own snacks and alcohol.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that I did as I got older.
Yep. That's what I did.
And if you drive with your buddies in the truck, you know, if you do sneak in 10 people to it, let them out as quick as possible because it's probably the summer and it gets hot in there.
It does.
Don't just sit there and park and be like, is anyone looking? Just pop the trunk, let them out. Because I was one of the people.
No
in the
one's
trunk.
Looking. They don't care that much.
They folded you up.
Yeah. I fit in small places.
I bet you do.
I'm 5'9", like 160, 165. I fit in small places.
So, a couple other things I was going to bring up.
How dare you relate that to sex, Holly? I see it in your eyes.
That's what he was, I'm sure that's what he was talking about.
Nas knows better to insult that.
I'm not even going there. So, there's a Ninja Turtles movie coming out soon.
Yeah.
And it's being produced, the production company for it's the same production company that does all the Michael Bay effects. But the Ninja Turtles origin story, as they're calling it, is basically the Ninja Turtles are aliens. What do you guys think about that?
They're not aliens.
I know.
They're not. They're mutant. They're, teenage, by definition,
they are.
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Ninja
Turtles. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in a Half Shell.
Turtle power.
Right?
God.
I mean, need I say more?
Yeah. Does anybody else pissed off about that?
It's irritating.
I mean, I can understand remaking Spider-Man to be the Amazing Spider-Man instead of just old Spider-Man. You know, they're making a new one of those. You've got Avengers redoing some of the characters that were in other movies, but then you've got...
Well, Avengers did awesome.
Yeah, they did awesome.
Avengers is pretty badass.
But they're not saying...
We're in a cap shirt,
yeah.
So...
They're not like, oh, Iron Man, after all, was actually an alien, and that's why he's smart enough to do all this crap. Like, his dad, you know, wasn't Stark.
Well, they didn't make Thor out to really... I mean, he sort of is an alien, but he's from another dimension.
Well, he's a god that created us. I mean, that's what they're trying to say. Like, they're, you know, the gods, you know...
I don't know if it's they created us. I think we're another dimension as far as the lore goes.
Well, I mean, if you use, like, Greek...
So, well, if anybody wants to hate on me, Chuck from Elseworlds can totally hate on me. I don't know my comic lore. But just I'm not as big a comic book nerd as I used to be, but I do like some of it.
Well, they took that from, like, mythology, though.
Obviously, yeah, yeah. But they took it to a whole new level.
Yeah, they did.
So, here's something else.
Still thinking of Thor, I see it in your eyes.
A lot of...
No, Tony
man
Stark.
Boobs. Oh, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.
You know, did anybody else catch that he was wearing the fucking...
Shirt.
Yeah, the shirt the entire fucking time, the whole Black Sabbath
Black
thing.
Black Sabbath, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking badass.
I like the axe. Tink. What are you doing here?
So, market oversaturation. I just want you guys' thoughts. So, bacon and zombies. What do you guys think? I mean, bacon's in everything. So, a friend of mine at work, he's like, I'm going up to BK to get the new bacon sundae. And then it was on the same time that I was also looking up all the zombie shit, and he's like... Those are two things that, like, everybody is crazy about. Like, have we gotten to a point right now that we are sick of bacon and zombies?
No.
No.
You think you want more zombies and more bacon?
I want a real zombie outbreak.
What about zombies mixed with bacon?
That would probably not be very healthy.
Yeah? Zombie bacon?
Would that
work? No?
No, that's not going to work. Zombies I don't want to be a zombie myself.
Well, zombies have a problem with bacon because bacon is not made from brains. And that's, as everyone knows, a staple of zombie diet.
Brain.
I mean, I know that, you know, some new zombie shows aren't showing them going for their brains.
Yeah, they always
as much
go for their intestines.
But that's what they're wanting.
But as you saw in Miami, or not Miami, I'm sorry, in Florida.
Well, it was Miami.
Yeah, in Florida, it happened more than just that one, you know. That couple.
I know.
But he was going for the brains.
He was getting
he was trying
there.
To get through the face to the brains.
He was. The closest, everybody knows, the fastest way to the brain is through the face.
Yep.
This is fact.
But then Maryland...
What?
In Maryland...
He went for some organs.
In Maryland, a guy was found eating his college roommate's heart and brains.
And brains.
So speaking
and
of...
And he stored... Apparently, like, he stored his roommate's, like, hands and arms, something like that, in his parents' basement fridge.
Well, of
and
course, if he left
him
in his basement fridge,
it.
It would look conspicuous.
Well, he doesn't have a basement because he's in a college dorm.
Basement, downstairs, neighbors. It's okay. It's all the same. Put
so,
it in that fridge.
His brother is the one that found it and kind of ratted him out.
So there's a thing on YouTube, and I'm going to make a note to link it here, but Link Day Zed. So there's a there's an internet thing that's going on right now. That or an internet short film that somebody made where it was just a like an internet short, and they talked about the Miami outbreak, and that's what they called it, the Miami outbreak, and they used news footage from that to make like a Daisy outbreak thing.
Oh god.
Which can be kind of thought of as kind of horrible and kind of not. And obviously there's conspiracy, the people that really want the zombie outbreak to happen, for whatever reasons, they shoot people, I guess.
Well, apparently, thanks to Trent, the guy from Florida that was attacked is actually awake and alive.
Has he turned into a zombie yet?
I don't know. Did he ever actually die in the first place?
So, no, he's not. And really, to boil that down, especially for you conspiracy people, there's something out there called bath salts. And obviously, if you've paid any attention, you know what it is. It's basically one of those things. Remember they were selling like the incense online that was basically just synthetic pot? It's kind of the same thing. They're selling something called bath salts, and they're saying not for human consumption, but it jacks you the fuck up. And obviously jacks you the fuck up to where you're like...
eating face.
No, it's a hallucinogen. It's LSD, but it's a new chemical composition. Another way to make it... So
well, it jacks you up like cocaine does, but then it also makes you hallucinate, and people don't like their skin, I guess is what they're taking from it, which is why they don't like to wear clothes.
No, they're overheating. It's hyperthermia rather than hypothermia when you get cold.
Right.
Your body slows down. It's hyperthermia. You go into an overactive state, similar to meth or, you know, coke can do it to you. But what I related to, like hops and beer, you know, I read all these warnings on why you shouldn't let your dog eat your trash. If it gets in your trash, it can kill your dog. Because dogs, especially if they get into hops, it'll make them sweat to death and they'll die.
Right. Well, because they can't really sweat.
Yeah, exactly. They'll overheat and they can't cool themselves down. So that's what's happening.
But the thing that I read was that there is actually no evidence of when people are actually on bath salts unless that person tells them that they were. So the attacks that they've had, the only way they know that that person has actually done them is if they say, well, you know, I was on bath salts.
You can't detect it in blood or anything?
Mm-hmm. No, there's not a test for it yet.
Shit.
So, nobody knows for sure. I'm obviously going to go the more scientific route and say
so
that it's a
chemical. So, I can just kill someone and say, oh, I was on bath salts.
What do you think will bring on the zombie apocalypse? I think medicine. Probably medicine.
Bath salts?
Engineers. Yeah, bath salts or, you know, I'm thinking biological warfare. What better way? I mean, even on Fallout, you had super mutants. You did. There those can be arguably zombies. Lowered intelligence for the most part, and they are excessively strong, don't respond well to a gunfire. They really don't care if you shoot them. It's going to piss them off more. They're going to growl and try to eat you.
Well, there's a video out there that showed a guy getting hit with a taser. And he just pulls the prongs out and then just goes after the cop. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it stopped him for a second. He pulled the prongs out and just went straight for the cop. I was like, holy shit. So, it's kind of like hallucinogenic PCP.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not way into that shit, so I don't know for sure what it is. But, hey, it's pretty fucked up.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it's real. I think they're actually zombies. And they're just trying to cover it up.
You're just excited, and I hope so, too. I hope there's real zombies. I just love the subject, and I would love to fight one. I would like to test me against zombie. Zombie loses.
I would like to see if I could survive it.
I think, realistically, the only thing I'd be excited about with a zombie apocalypse is I always have those survivalist fantasies, which is why I like Fallout so much.
Me too.
Which,
well, like, the whole, like, scavenging for food and the whole, like, you know, conjuring things together. Kind of like that show, was it Survival, or that, where they go into Katrina, or it's in a part of
The Colony?
Yeah, The Colony. I love that show, just because they got to scrape shit together to make things, and it's kind of that whole
I really want to watch Doomsday Preppers.
That show is crazy.
But I don't have, I mean, I've got, like, HBO Go, and I've got Hulu and Netflix, but it's not on any of those, and
yeah,
it's not
like
on Amazon.
Isn't it, like, on A&E or something like that?
It's on National Geographic.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
But, so I haven't been able to watch any of it, and I really want to.
I've got that channel, I can just DVR them and
have a marathon.
And invite me over? Yeah.
Now we're talking. I better start doomsday prepping, because I think that place is going to be wrecked.
So, anyways, speaking of zombies, there's this mod that's been out for a while, and we've mentioned it. It's a game called Arma 2 that didn't do real good on PC. And eventually there was a mod that came out called DayZ for it. DayZ, you know, zombie apocalypse. And the idea with Arma 2 and DayZ is you have one life to live, and what they're doing is basically you have to, there's survivors that can kill you,
And, of course, there's zombies that kill you. The zombies die in one hit, but if you shoot a gun, it draws more zombies.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Realistically.
Yeah. And so, obviously, it also alerts your presence to other players. Now, the crazy thing is the servers go on real-life day and night cycles, so if you're, like, on an East Coast server and it's, like, 9 o'clock, it's getting dark. And when it gets dark, there's not a lot of light because all the power's been cut. It's dark as shit. And so I was watching a guy play, actually, when you came over today, Holly, and that's why I was in there. I was just looking through different footage, and...
Yeah.
The only way to light your area really is through flares. And the flares throw off quite a bit of light and last for about 5 minutes, but it also gives away your position
your
to
location.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so there were people honing in on this dude trying to shoot him for his stuff while he was throwing flares to kind of light the area and see where zombies were. And the interesting thing is you don't have any name above somebody, so you can't tell who they are, but you got a global chat and then a discreet chat. And so everybody can say, hey, you know, friendly, 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 I'm coming up on this town. Please don't shoot me. And then there'll be somebody that's in the chat that's shooting him to steal his shit.
Yeah.
And so you got snipers on the roof, like, scoping you out. And like I said, it's just, it's pretty much like 3 or 4 hit kill.
But it is very realistic because, I mean, if that were to actually happen, that's the way things would work out. I mean, you would have a group of people, you know, starting up their own colony, so to speak. And, of course, some of them would be okay with allowing new people to come in. But then some of them would be like, no, we don't need to do this. We don't need to supply for other people. You can invite them in, but I'm just going to kill them.
Well, and it was interesting to see, like, other people, like, saying in chat, hey, I have supplies, but I need help with zombies. If you help me with these zombies here, I'll give you some supplies. So there are people, like, in global chat saying, hey. And there's also a class. You got to wear a special outfit. And you can just be a bandit if you want to, but everybody on the server is going to hate you.
Yeah.
So that's the crazy thing. So, like, me and Trent are thinking about picking it up because it's $20 on Steam.
And what was it?
Really?
It's just called...
Arma 2 is the name of the game.
Arma?
A-R-M-A.
Okay.
If we made our own little clan, we could protect, you know, kind of...
I wouldn't mind playing it just because I'd like to hole up in a little spot and then just, like, take over and make that, like, my little house and then go out there and scavenge and come back.
Would that play on my computer?
I'll let you know this weekend.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking about starting that. I think Trent was thinking about starting it up. And just, we've been watching so much footage of it. I'm just like, man, this looks interesting. Like, one life to live, and I'm watching this dude play, and he's, like, playing cautious as hell. Because he's like, I don't want to die. So he's like splinter selling his way through this level, like crouching.
So you mean,
and like,
hold on, whenever you say one life to live, like, is that you'd have to start completely over?
Yeah.
Or you can't play anymore?
You have to start completely over. But there's no leveling up. It's just you'd lose all your items.
You go back to the same world, though. So if I died and you guys are playing with me and I get sniped, I can come back and rejoin you.
Yeah, but you're going to play a hell of a lot more cautiously because there's also people that aren't bandits that will kill you occasionally to get your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hiding out from them as well as zombies. And the thing is, they usually throw these big areas where there's loot, you know, items, food, because you got to watch your health and you got to watch your water and things like that. But they'll also throw a shitload of zombies. You start shooting zombies, you might have 20 or 30 of them start chasing you, and that's a lot to kill.
Yeah.
Because they haul ass in open area.
I can imagine someone sitting there and just kind of camping and waiting to vulture. Let you kill as many of the zombies as you can. Get the items, and then when you finally get taken down or you're about to die, they're like, 2 zombies left, I can pop those guys, kill you first, bam, bam, go take the loot.
Well, the other thing, too, is zombies can climb ladders and things like that, so you're not really safe on tall objects, though it is...
Basalt zombies.
Yeah. So, something kind of interesting. Now,
well, what about whenever you are actually ready to go to sleep, do you have to find a safe place, or can you just quit the game?
I don't know yet. I'm going to find out this weekend.
Okay.
So, I'll let you guys know. That's something I plan on picking up. But I'll put a link on the website.
Okay, awesome.
And then what else would you do? Like suicide or just walk into zombies when you're going to quit playing? They've got to have some way to, maybe not pause it, but maybe go down in the sewer and just camp there or something, you know?
I think you can log out.
If they were trying to make it really realistic, though, I would assume that they would want you to find a safe place to stay, whether you're climbing up into a tree and sleeping there or something like that.
You're talking real time.
I didn't see anything about that. It seemed like you could just log off anytime you needed to.
So then at night I'd just log out, so I wouldn't have to deal with the dark.
But the zombies are still awake during the day, too. So it's just the challenge for at night.
Yeah,
is everything is super fucking dark. Like, this dude was going in a building, and it was dark as shit. Like, I was like, I'd be nervous about going in there. I'd probably just camp out somewhere and be like, you know what? I'm going to come back to this during the daytime. Or I'm going to make sure I get some buddies to cover my ass, and I'm going to start exploring with
flares.
Get all
this in there. We'd do that. It could be a good gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't die.
Yeah.
So, but
it would be awesome.
Yeah, like, middle of the night.
And I've been wanting to play a game like this for a long time.
Like, it's very much survival horror. I mean, obviously you got to scavenge for food. They call it Frankenbeans. It's just pork and beans, basically. Mm-hmm. But you eat a lot of beans. And drink a lot of water. And then you can patch people up, too. I mean, obviously you can take some damage.
Yeah.
But pretty interesting. So, something for people to check out. Obviously, we like PC gaming. I think you guys should check it out, too. So, we'll underline that.
Yeah.
So, kind of bringing it around, we had a question from last week. And what was that question, Vic? Since I just kind of put you on the spot now.
I'm going to have to open it up, I believe.
Oh, I don't even know what it is.
I'm sorry, Victor. I just put you on the spot.
Oh, I'm good. I didn't know what we were doing. Sorry.
We'll let that load up, and hopefully soon,
Victor's
world-class PC will pull it up.
Hey, I love Toshiba. It's 2005, and it's still kicking butt. Hey, whose laptop are we using? That just proves whose is working.
Mine's still in pawn because I'm broke. So we had. So, what was the question there?
What technology or game wowed you at E3 2012?
And what responses did we get?
We got a couple good ones, actually. Actually,
a few more comments.
Oh, there we go. Microsoft Glass stuff was cool. The Last of Us, Tomb Raider looks good. Really looks really fun. And Dead Space 3 and Watch Dogs both look really awesome. That's Eric Lankins.
Watch Dogs,
I want so bad.
Yeah, Hyper Spiky. That's yep. right. Yeah. And he's been playing this with us a few times.
And he says, especially Dead Space 3, which... Yeah, I need to pee my pants to a third game, really. The first two being Dead Space 1 and Dead Space 2. Oh, scary.
Well, it's kind of funny. That kind of gets back to adult gamers. He's an adult gamer like we are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the people of all types actually play a lot of shit. What was the other response we had there?
Good job.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to clear the garbage out of here.
You just close that chat out.
Yeah, good. Thank God. Good one. Okay, back to the slow computer. Dead Space 3, of course. And then you had Matt Brewer, Beyond Two Souls. And there was I Loved Heavy Rain. And from the demo I've seen from this and their other, Quantic Dream looks to me like they're making another masterpiece. I haven't seen anything in Quantic Dream.
That Quantic Dream, if I remember right, is the Final Fantasy engine demo they did for the, what's it called, the Luminescent? Or Luminant? Remember I showed you last week.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about it.
It's pretty awesome.
So I think he's talking about that. Matt, you can tell me later if I fuck that up. Obviously, I'm not proofing myself, so I suck. And then Beyond is that game. So I forgot. This is one of the things I should have posted a link to, and I forgot to. The guys from Heavy Rain decided to do another like action sequence kind of story game like they did with Heavy Rain. Instead of doing a detective, you're this girl that like can see into another reality, and then there's this other... ghost or poltergeist or whatever that affects the world around her, and it gets jealous when you do certain things. It kind of has a mind of its own, but it's kind of your superpower, basically. So it's kind of exploring the world through her eyes and her interactions with this poltergeist or whatever it is. So kind of an interesting concept. They got a real actress to portray the girl. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but long story short, they're going to make it as epic as they made Heavy Rain, which is pretty cool. Another game, one of those games that was kind of filled with quick time events that actually ended up working because it was interesting. So, I kind of go with Matt. That's something I ought to look forward to that I just forgot about.
Yeah, and I'll let you say that. That actually sounds pretty good. Then we had one, Johnny Five actually got in here. Watch Dogs looks amazing. Looks like it will put cartoony Grand Theft Auto V to shame and has a cool plot. Yeah, I don't like GTA getting a little cartoony.
I didn't say, so did they release some screenshots that I missed, or?
It's
Is it like cel-shaded, or what?
Don't even try on your computer.
Yeah, how dare you? You look it up and show them right there. Yeah. Let me see.
You pull it up on Holly's quad-core phone there.
I mean, you call Saints Row cartoony, but the graphics are also awesome at the same time.
Saints Row is pretty amazing on its own, just because it treated itself as a video game and didn't hold anything back.
Yeah, which, you know... Lollipop Chainsaw.
I don't know. I think if GTA 5 needs to take some lessons from Saints Row and take itself a little less seriously. That was my problem with 4. I got stuck doing a lot of stuff with the gangs, and it took itself so seriously that at a certain point I didn't care.
Well, you're trying to... Even if you try to play as a good person, you still got to run people over to get there and kill people. You've got to be bad to survive, and you're going to get attacked no matter what. The story pushes you to...
To be an asshole.
Yeah. So you can't... it doesn't let you play around, and it's...
You can still go around and get a huge star rating and just go crazy and fuck everything over, but, like, it's not as rewarding as Saints Row. There's something about Saints Row's cartooniness, like, with the dudes pulling the rickshaws in the slave outfits.
Yeah.
The BDSM outfits, that just had me rolling. I mean, it's so retarded. Like, it didn't take itself seriously at all, and I think that GTA has a certain style, and if they took a little bit from that and made it goofy in those things and made some of the minigames a little bit more goofy, even harken back to, like, the Vice City days with Laszlo on the radio doing all the crazy commentary and things like that, I think it might be successful. And that's not like GTA 4 wasn't successful. That game sold, like, 20 million units. It's just, to me, like, comparing that to Saints Row, like, Saints Row is way more fun.
Yeah.
And it's short enough that I feel like I could complete it in a couple of weekends. Where GTA 4, I mean, that was like a 100-hour game if you wanted to do everything.
Yeah, go all islands and do all that stuff, and then you've got to...
It got repetitive, and it just wasn't as rewarding. Like, it's really satisfying to beat a dude to death with that big purple dildo. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it is.
Or that the VTOL aircraft. Going around just shooting stuff.
There aren't any good images on here.
No good images on there? We'll just have to find out what he's looking at on there for his, but try to put a link if we do find any. But... Then again, you know, how many times have you gotten through, like, multiple Grand Theft Auto games and not beaten them just because you get carried away with just murdering?
Well, I just...
For, like, 6 or 8 hours of running people over, because that's fun.
Well, I played a lot of GTA 4 in college, or GTA 4, Vice City in college.
Yep.
And I remember I played that for probably about 2 months straight before I finally beat the game. And that's because all the shit in that game was, it didn't take itself seriously. Even San Andreas, I mean, that's actually one of the ones I never beat. It's just because I got so into, like, changing my vanity outfits. Like, I'd just, like, quit working out with them for a while and just be a big fat slob running around. And then sometimes I'd work them out or whatever. It was like Sims meets GTA. Yeah.
Which is fun.
It was pretty insane. I liked it a lot. But, why don't we go ahead and do our emails real quick, and then we'll do next week's question. So, you had those on another tab, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So... Spit them out.
Had to the nasty one, Antelope, Grand Supreme, What's Your Vector Victor, and the sleepy fuck who don't give a shit unless it's Left 4 Dead 2. Then she definitely gives a shit. And to answer your question, and I hate to say this, the Wii U. I'm actually kind of fascinated about that system, and I hate that. So we actually have a self-hater out there. No.
Well, I talked about that last week. It's like... I think with Microsoft Glass, or Smart Glass, I think that was more of an innovative feature. Everybody, except for me, and soon to be me, has some kind of smart device for the most part. You have a tablet or you have a phone that could do a lot of this shit. And with the use of an app, be able to integrate a lot of these features they're doing with Wii onto a fucking app. I think that's fucking smart.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that right now. Or Wii doesn't even come close to that. But, as you see with Zombie U, you're looking down into your... Wii tablet to look at your inventory and not looking at the screen while zombies are starting to creep up on you. That's kind of cool. The little Luigi's Mansion game where you had the dude controlling the ghost.
Yeah.
And everybody else had to, like, run away, you know, once they felt their Wiimote vibrate. I thought that was kind of cool.
You know what worries me, though? Batteries.
So far, they said 3 to 5 hours of life, but it also has a charge cable, so you can just plug in the charge cable.
But then you're swinging that around, hooked to a cable, hooked to your... system, yanking that off the entertainment center.
Yeah. Well, they were worried about fishing with their controller, as Reggie said. So what they did is they're putting the charge cable on the bottom, because you'll be holding it up a lot of times. With your regular controller, like you did with Xbox, the charge cable, you weren't really looking at your controller, so it made sense to put it on top. On this, they're putting it on the bottom, so you don't have that cable getting in the way of your sight while you're using the controller. I still think it's alright. And they originally said the DS battery life was going to be a lot shorter, so Reggie says... We're underestimating right now 3 to 5 hours when it launches. Probably be a little bit more than that.
I'm sure with any device, you've got a screen, basically brightness setting.
Well, and honestly, I'll probably play it with a cable, but I'll be getting it. I'm with Ian on this. I'm probably gonna get it.
Yeah, I've got to. It's a Nintendo. They haven't let me down. They haven't.
Well, we.
I play the crap out of it. I mean, like I said, the games that come with it, I'll still, you know, have like 10 beers and box anyone in the house.
But you don't play it. You don't play it the same way you play your Xbox.
No.
But they're releasing core games on this. That's the thing that interests me. If I play, you know, if Mortal Kombat comes out on the Wii, or Injustice, that new game with the DC superheroes comes out on the Wii, fucking all about it. Anyways, continue. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no, no. Perfect. And then if we're here. And as for my question, I'm now, for my first time ever, playing through Mass Effect 1. Nice. I'm honestly blown away and can't wait to get through 2 and 3. So my question is, will we ever see this become a movie? I think they've got a script and everything already written for them.
Well, finish his email.
Is it just me, or do they intentionally make Shepard look like Paul Walker? Is like Marvel making Samuel Jackson looks like Fury in the comics? Anyways, I think Mass Effect would make for a badass flick. Have a great week. Love the show, and that's Ian.
Yay, Ian.
Cleveland, Ohio there.
So, speaking of Mass Effect movie, that's been in the works for a long time. Legendary Pictures, the same people that did Batman, or produced Batman, are the people that are behind it. But they said that they're going to work with BioWare for the story and the script, and there hasn't been any information released since. This is last year's info I'm looking at. Or was looking at earlier. There's not a release date on it. They're going to be doing a totally different story, but they're going to be using Shepard as the main character. And it's going to be Waterloo Shepard. It's not going to be Femshep, which is kind of an interesting thing. Yeah. I mean, Femshep was actually better than regular Shep, in my opinion. better actor. That's just what all it boils down to.
Yeah.
No offense to the guy who did regular Shepard. He did fine, but Femshep had a lot more emotion. But I don't know. Are you guys excited about a movie? I think it could be good.
I think it'd be pretty awesome.
Then again,
it's
going to
be a hell of a lot better than the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah. It could suck balls like that and be another Resident Evil movie. Because
we know how the Hollywood likes to take intellectual properties for games and just fuck it all up.
Yeah, well, then again, I was a huge... I don't know if anyone else has read the Inheritance series, but as far as books goes, I'm a huge book nerd, too. I loved Aragorn and Eldest and, you know, all that Brazinger and Inheritance, but they made the Aragorn movie, the first one, and it was so crappy. If I'm not so stingy with my $6, I would have walked out of the theater. But I was like, damn it, I know they won't refund me, and I'm just going to watch it, and hopefully. And they made up half the movie. They had a script written. As any book, it's got the lines between the two characters. Just read it. Read the book. Make the movie. Done. Awesome. Put pictures where they're going to ruin it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, if Legendary Pictures finds a director that like Christopher Nolan, I think it could be good. If they find a director like Michael Bay, then I think it'll suck ass.
Then find someone that played the game. Yeah, well, everything blows up anyways, and it's probably the story.
We're just
going
to be... Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Oh, yeah, shit. Geth fleet, or...
The Geth will transform.
Who are we blowing up?
They'll combine together and turn into a big ship.
Boom, 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 boom. Transformers, Geth bots in disguise. What's going on here? Get that out of here. Get it out of here.
So,
I'm going to get on the Normandy and get the hell out of here.
We had a more serious question in there. What was the other one that we had?
First playing through Mass Effect 1, that's the movie one, and then...
Oh, look further down. There's another email.
Shepard looking like Paul Walker. Oh, okay. Let me go through. Ah, there we go. Okay, I have two choices for better internet. What is this? Okay, I have two choices for better internet. UVerse from AT&T, 12 megs a second, or Cox Cable, 15 megs? This
is a
question?
This is a question.
Okay. I know about the basic tech of cable internet. I know nothing about UVerse except what AT&T's told me, and I assume everything they said was a lie. I wanted your thoughts in general about both. And then I would just go with Cox since it's faster speed, but I've been with them before, and as I recall, my speed was never close to what they promised. That's
Jason?
Yeah, Jason Moore there. Yeah, I'll let you start out with that one.
Okay, so I won't say what company I work with, but I work with a company that worked closely with AT&T for a very long time. Yeah. We know... Okay, running the risk of just slandering the shit out of them. Personal experience with this company, dealing on a day-to-day basis with them, don't fucking do it. Fucking rip your ass off. And on top of that, you won't get what you're quite expecting. Especially as far out as he lives. I mean, it might... Unless they ran fiber all the way out there, I don't think it's going to be anything close to what he's looking for. And honestly, DSL, as advanced as DSL's gotten, it doesn't come anywhere close to cable. Unless he has a bunch of people close to that node that's carrying the cable signal where he's at, he's going to be fine. I know this dude. I know his neighbors. Most of the people around him are old as shit. They're not using cable internet. And if they are, they're looking up their email. I don't think he has anything to fear unless that cable box is really the fuck far away.
Yeah. But then on top of that, fiber, the farther you get away, it...
It diminishes, too.
Yeah. It's different. The infrastructure is not nearly what it is for cable. You've got
He lives out west of here.
Oh, okay.
In one of the suburbs in that area. You know where I'm going with this, by the lake.
Yep.
So he, where he's at, I don't think that he's going to get the speeds he wants through fiber. And DSL, I mean, obviously, if you don't have anybody in your area, it works really good. Well, it doesn't matter, but if you got a box close to you, it's good. If you get the further away you get from that box, though, it starts to diminish. Like, my parents live south of town, like past Bixby, which is a little bitty farming community by Tulsa. And where they're at, they're 3 miles from the relay. And being as far as they are, they can't get above 2 megs a second. They can barely watch Netflix where they're at. Yeah. And that's on DSL that was quote-unquote on fiber, but I know it's not in fiber where they're at. They're going over copper lines over there. So where he's at, unless they ran new fiber and they got a new relay station close, I wouldn't even trust it. Just go with cable internet. I mean, it's obviously not going to be exactly what they tell you it's going to be. It always varies. Yeah. Me and Trent go with cable internet just because, well, we do this show, and there's a lot of shit we upload and whatever. We online game at the same time, you know, and we're always downloading stuff off YouTube or whatever. And we don't really have that many problems. We have problems here and there. Last night it went out because they were doing maintenance in the area. But aside from that, when it's going, that thing, I mean, we're downloading, like, real time, not talking about the actual, like, you know, it says it's 40 megs a second or something like that. It's not really that. Or 40 MBS. But it's what it really equals out to for us is me and him at the same time can download something at about 2 megs a second. And on a bad day, it's about 1 megasecond per piece. That's split between two different people, and that's real time. So when I'm downloading these fucking huge-ass files, like when I downloaded Witcher when it came out last year, I downloaded Witcher 2, which was a 37-gig file in about 6 hours. So that's a huge-ass game.
Yeah.
We both downloaded Max Payne. I downloaded Max Payne in about 5 hours, which is almost a little over 30 gigs after it unpacks. And, yeah, I had no fucking problems with that. So if I'd been on DSL, I might have been waiting all fucking day.
Yeah. Well, it also depends on who's, like you said, who's on and what time of day you're downloading. And
well, I'm in an apartment complex, yeah. And stereotypically there should be a lot more younger people over here.
Yeah. The cool thing about cable, though, is because everyone's got it, the cable internet, you don't even have to call in on your problems. There's already been 20 people called in. A bunch of old people, a bunch of people that don't have jobs. Someone else has called in. It's so heavily flooded with people.
Well, and if you need to get any maintenance done or anything like that, if you're having a problem with your IP or you need to have something renewed, they can do it right there from the fucking office. I mean, it's nothing that there's not a whole lot of maintenance that has to be done at your house.
Yep.
They can fucking take over your router, which Big Brother at all you can. It's fucking awesome technology.
Yeah, and coax is pretty quick to repair. You can splice it any day of the week, and it's simple.
Yeah, so that's my answer to you, Jason. Go with cable. Like I said, do your homework and figure out who has it around you. With us, we had so many neighbors that were old that I was like, just do cable. It makes more sense. And it was an investment that has paid off over and over and over again.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, you're going to end up paying the same.
So, rolling along here real quick, we do have a question for this week. And
yes, we do.
This is why you should follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/tiltcast. And you should find us on Facebook. Now, we said a little while back that we're going to do a cinnamon video. We're all going to try to eat a spoonful of cinnamon once we get to 100 likes on Facebook. We know a lot more people listen to us than 100 people. Slightly more. But all it takes is you like every other goddamn thing. Why can't you just like us on Tiltcast? And you'll see some of the shit we post. I post a lot of random shit throughout the day. You know, Holly does sometimes. I know Trent does sometimes. And when we find interesting information aside from the show, we post it on there for your viewing and listening pleasure. So find us on Facebook. So look, search Tiltcast on Facebook. We are the only Tiltcast. And, of course, like us and love us, and you'll see this information.
There is, however, your second page.
Don't promote that.
I know what I'm saying. Which one do we want?
We want Tiltcast. There's a group for Tiltcast that I'm trying to kill off. The official page is what you want to look for.
One word.
Yeah,
one all word. Ran together. TILTCAST. Not the spaced.
So, Holly.
Yes.
What's our question this week?
Our question this week is, how do you feel about them canceling booth babes at conventions?
So we talked about this several weeks ago when PAX East came out. And Jessica Negri, the girl that ended up being the face of Lollipop Chainsaw, got fucked over by PAX because they said it was, what did they say, it was a family-friendly convention? Or
something like that.
Basically said what she was wearing was too fucking revealing. Now, I've been to a lot of conventions and went to PAX last year, and there was a lot of revealing shit that was pretty awesome, honestly.
Well, yeah, and we saw the witch. She was wearing panties and a cut-off shirt that was right below her boobs.
Yeah, she obviously was very much not wearing a whole lot.
Not at all.
And nobody seemed to have a problem with it. Nobody said, oh, this is a family-friendly environment, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
And think about it. When you go to a gaming convention, what are you seeing? You're seeing a bunch of M-rated games with some other games thrown in between. And most of, there's a large chunk of people that go that are journalists, and there's a large chunk of people that go that are fans.
Yeah.
And the people that go that are fans, I mean, if you're bringing your kid, you kind of know what you're getting into. Like, if you go to a horror con, what are you going to see? You're going to see a lot of blood and guts. If you go to a gaming convention, you see a lot of blood and guts on top of a lot of other things. And so, with that in mind, I mean, there's not a lot of... Not a lot of room for these people to talk. Now, Jessica Negri, like or hate her, might be a little bit of an attention whore, but I even like blondes, and she's got some fantastic boobs.
She does.
But
that's what she gets paid for.
That is what she gets paid for. And she does a real good job of looking good in a fairly skimpy outfit. Now, we went last year, and they did the Duke Nukem booth. And not really making any commentary on the game itself, but they had the girls in the schoolgirl outfits.
The Duke girls.
Yeah, the Duke girls. They had a lot of them. And they were all wearing midriff shirts, so just like a button-up shirt tied up at the top.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, the normal, like, tying it under the boobs, like kids used to do when they were younger. And then really short skirts.
I didn't see anybody having a problem. I saw a lot of people taking pictures with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took pictures with them.
Well, we went with Brian from Mortal Kombat, and yep. he's got some pretty funny pictures of them.
Yeah, he does.
On the fucking throne. But, but yeah, booth babes have been around a long time. Now, I can see a booth babe running around topless, or like in a string bikini might be one thing.
Yeah.
But what she was wearing is she was wearing basically a pink cat suit that was zipped down to the navel, and you could see a lot of cleavage.
There's about 50% of boobs showing.
Yeah, 50% of boobs.
Not even a trace of a nipple, and she wasn't even nipping through it.
No, it was thick material.
No camel toe.
Yeah, there's no clam action. It looked like the game. It looked exactly like the game.
Well, sort of. I mean, she looks like the character in the game.
Yeah,
like, surprisingly amount. Really close.
Yeah.
Which is kind of creepy because she did the contest after the game came out, and she looks a lot like her.
Yeah, she did it good. She did amazing.
But, so they forced her to change. She changed into the schoolgirl outfit, which to me ought to be more offensive because she's in that cheerleader outfit that where she shows midriff or whatever. She's not showing as much cleavage, but the girl's got big boobs.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a V-neck or anything like that. It was a normal T-shirt top.
Yeah, but she was wearing a short skirt with leggings and everything else. And
yeah, just like...
Like
the
Lolly.
Character in the video game.
Yeah, she wasn't.
It was a short skirt,
but I mean, it wasn't like she was showing panties through it.
If anyone's ever watched anime or anything on, you know, even Cartoon Network at night, Adult Swim, you're going to see that much.
Think about if you went to the beach. You take your kids to the beach.
Yeah.
They show a lot more skin at the beach than they do at a anime convention.
Yeah.
Or at a video game convention.
Well, and you go further out east, and some of those anime conventions are a little bit racy, but. I mean, for PAX,
but
I mean...
But then there are some beaches that you go to where some of the girls are actually wearing thongs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that
shows...
I'm not talking about flip-flops.
That shows more boob than she was showing.
Well,
and some of those girls are way uglier.
And
it shows...
she's not ugly. I think people are just jealous.
No, she's... I like it. I liked what she's selling.
Yeah.
Me and Victor had no problem. I was like, you don't have to go check out the tryout video. Which...
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
She had the attitude for it.
Yeah, she did.
She could act for it, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's just... Obviously, it's something over the top. I mean, you have all these girls that advertise. Like, you go to the NVIDIA booth. There's always hot girls at the NVIDIA booth and the AMD booth. And a lot of times, you'll see a lot of girls wearing shorts. Like, you really don't see girls wearing, like, bikini bottoms or anything crazy like that. But you'll see girls in short shorts. Girls in halter tops. You'll see girls that are fully clothed that are just wearing tight clothes that do a lot of the booth babe stuff. I'm really... Honestly, okay with it as long as the booth babe knows a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah.
That would be the only time that I'm ever annoyed is if they're selling a product and don't know what they're selling.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'm...
Yeah, they're pretty... Then she's definitely all about the game. She was excited about it. She gets into the stuff. She's done a lot of conventions. She's pretty popular as far as cosplay goes. Got a lot of pictures. None of them... are done in excess or anything. She's right on the dot.
Yeah.
Everything you look up on her. And there's normal pictures of her. She's a normal girl. Like just,
you know,
kind of...
You know, mutant.
Normally excellent. Yeah. No, She's pretty, but...
She's a really hot girl.
Yeah, looks a little fake with the fake boob looking...
I don't know if they're fake. Yeah,
they might not be. They might be ridiculously awesome, but...
Have you done some research on...
I have.
Okay.
Whatever the first thing actually went, like, happened. I mean, you can tell by the pictures that she has that they're...
They got a little more lift
I've
than normal.
I've dated a chick with boobs that good that were completely real. And they were stupid. They were 34 C's. They didn't even crease at the bottom. And she had a size 0 waist and abs. So...
She's a fucking Barbie doll.
She was a brunette. But it was delicious. Anyways, but... And when I picked her up over my shoulder every day, I was so happy to have that. So, it was good. But anyway, they weren't fake. I'm saying they looked like those boobs.
So, I guess that's our response is... We're not really that offended by it, honestly. It's just... Yeah. My only thing is I want them to know something about the product. You can dress fairly skimpy and not offend me. And I'm not offended by anything, but I think I'd be... If they were wearing thongs, I think I'd feel a little bit weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, if there were strippers selling video games, I'd probably go see it, but I'd also feel a little bit weirded out about it.
Yeah. But when you've got... even if they are wearing skimpy outfits to sell stuff, there are strippers out there that wear nothing to make money. So these girls are dressing up... You've got Hooters. As long as Hooters exists, you can't touch these people. I drive past Hooters every day.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's people that are offended by it, I guess is what I'm getting at. And that goes back to our hypersensitivity argument earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, that's our question for this week. What do you think about them banning booth babes as far as how they look? Obviously, you don't want to go the Hooters route because now Hooters hires anybody and you get some... never mind. It's an equal opportunity place of employment, and I'm not as much of a fan as I used to be.
Well, now there's Twin Peaks to pick up the slack.
Okay, well, we'll check that out.
You haven't been there yet?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Oh, man.
Do they have any good food, though?
Yes. If you like fried pickles, it's good. If you like wings, their wings are pretty good. Like, not like Hooters wings, like old people say they're good, but
They used to be a lot better. They're not as good anymore. I remember I went there with my uncle when I was a teenager, and it was like, you know, male bonding thing. We need to take you up here on your 16th birthday to get some wings. And I was like, oh, right.
First time I ever went, it was my buddy's 16th birthday, and his mom took us up there, and they made him get up on the table and dance, and they all signed a shirt for him. And that was cool.
Crazy like that happened. Yeah. I mean, it just girls in low-cut shirts served me wings, and I ate a shitload of wings. And my uncle tipped way too much, but
whatever. There you go. It's selling. It's working.
But, you know. Obviously, I don't really find a lot of offense in it because, I mean, if they know what they're getting into, my thing is, know a little bit about your product and I'll be all right with it. Let me ask you some questions if I'm out there and I'll be all right with it. But anyways, kind of wrapping this up a little bit, for this week's gauntlet, we're doing a split gauntlet and we announced it last week, but this week, Holly's going to jump on some Minecraft on PC and I'll have that posted on the show notes and then me and Trent might be running a little bit late, but if you'll Facebook us, your gamer tags
going with you guys.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So we might all be running a little bit late. We're going to try not to. We got a birthday party to go to at 7. But we'll be on. Might be a few minutes late, but anticipate it. We'll still be there. You jump on Minecraft with Holly to join in the Tilt World, and then you'll jump in with me and Trent on Diablo. We're thinking about doing a little bit of hardcore action. So, anyways, with that in mind, check that out this weekend, and of course, answer our question on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. If you want to see the show notes, you can see some of those on Stitcher. Stitcher is one of those things that everybody's always kind of bitched that you can't really listen to our show on an Android phone or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Can you get iTunes on Android? Or
no.
I don't know for sure. But Stitcher lowers the bandwidth used in order to listen to us. So if you've been having troubles paying for us so that you can stream us over the internet, why don't you go to Stitcher.com and search Tiltcast. It posts the episode as we post it. It picks it up within 5 minutes, and you can stream it to your ears. So, which, usually how I listen, just to check it out, the quality, but it's a little bit lower quality than what you normally get.
I prefer streaming to my ears rather than other holes in my body.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if you want to see the show notes, I post those on Tiltcast.com, so you can kind of see some of the things that I'm talking about linking, and of course, like us on Facebook. Now, last but not least, we got some people to plug. And I'm going to plug a couple of people real quick. What?
Just a random question on there. Somebody asked a question on the page.
Oh.
Well it's just for anyone else to answer.
Well, there's a lot of people aren't on the Tiltcast thing, but this is another cool reason for them to get on there.
Okay.
They can have that kind of a game discussion board. It's kind of a blog about stuff, but...
I should have responded to that.
Well, read it. I don't care.
Glenn Wiggum, has anyone played Sins of a Solar Empire Rebellion?
I have it on Steam. I just haven't got around to playing it.
Yeah, I haven't played it. But that might be something. If anyone's on there, jump on, you know, Facebook and hit them up on there. Let them know what you think of it.
If you really want me to play something or review something, hit me up. I buy a shitload of games. I get a few free games, not a whole lot, but I can find out from the developer if I can get it for free or if I can buy it at a discount or whatever. But if you want me to talk about something or anybody on the show to talk about something, of course, you can email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. You don't have to necessarily email the question. Sometimes you can email something random like our friend Ian does. So, yep. Anyways, plugs. You got... I'm going to go local first. So locally, we have the carouselpodcast.com with Johnny Scott, Lauren, and Joey. They do comics, games, and movies. Also, you got Elseworlds Podcast, the new guys we started linking up with, who the Jesus was on earlier, last month. And they do comics. Really funny guys, and it's a really short format. For movies, you got bmfcast.com. They do bad movies every week and do about an hour and a half show, and it's a fucking hilarious. You got For the Love of Gaming. For Log PC. They do games. We also have extraplay.info. Friend of ours, Troy, posts our episodes as well as friend of the show, the Royal Canadian Tiltsman. So, which will be getting a new name soon as they branch out and grow on their own and turn into their own little, their own show totally. So we'll be posting more information on that later on, as soon as that gets live. Also, we have... who am I forgetting? NoQuarters.net. Guys from BMF. And then, last but not least, we have TVGP.TV. They do good things. So, with that, I think we're going to sign out here, and we will see you guys later.
See you guys later.
Thanks so much for listening.